Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Man, we have got a show that I'm so excited about. And I had announced a few days ago that Lord Monckton was going to be here in studio. But then I got so busy this morning, I forgot. And then there's Lord Monckton walking around in the office. Really interesting person and has quite a presence in person. So he's here and he's with us in studio in the second hour. But I thought about, why don't we just get him in here a half hour early so we have an hour and a half with him? I think that's really important to do. But he's back there checking email and doing news research. So we're going to have him with us. And then Max Kaiser in the third hour. He's been here in the United States the last few weeks, normally over in France. Obviously, it's going to be a great day to have him on because of the Facebook pump and dump, but also the meltdown taking place in Europe that we've all predicted here with precision. So that is coming up today. Last week, Aaron comes to me and he goes, I'm doing the nightly news tonight. I've done research. The CIA is behind it. They're going to pump and dump $100 billion and sucker the Facebook people that know nothing about the stock market. Because the big analyst groups are saying there's nothing there but advertising. There aren't products like Google and others have, or even Microsoft, or look at Apple, products galore and innovative, even though they're made at Foxconn by slaves and they have suicide nets. The point is that it's not based in tangibles. Way overvalued. And then now they're claiming, the problem in early trading is what caused this. They probably did that on purpose so they could always say that was the problem. And it's massively down, huge pump and dump. We're going to have Max Kaiser on about that. In fact, Max was coming on about the Euro meltdown, but will you email Max so he knows? Well, he'll be up on the pump and dump. I don't even know if that's his opinion. It's a pump and dump, but it is a pump and dump. So, and he's a former top stockbroker with George Soros' son and people. So he can certainly give us the inside scoop on all of those things that are taking place. Obviously, there is massive news at Infowars.com. We are going to be, I'm a little bit flummoxed because all of a sudden I go, what is this? There's a bunch of people in the studio. Like 1 minute before I go live or 2 minutes before I go live. And I run out there and it's Lord Monckton and Associates. And I was admonished for not curtsying properly. Actually, that's a joke. He did make a joke about that, though. And kind of got me off track, but in a good way. We're launching the new social network today, and I'll tell you about that on the other side. And we've been beta testing it quietly to people that are members of InfoWars Insider, that are members of the free email. You can sign up on the side of InfoWars.com to that. And it's already got, I don't know, like 10,000 people or something on it without us even promoting it. We just sent it out to some email folks that are members and some PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers. And it's in beta. And it's where you can post your photos, your videos, what you're into, what you like, groups you can join, whether you want to meet people to go hunting or training for defense or looking for people, you know, to go out for a date. We have a Liberty Lovers section there because last time we had a little social network that got like 30-something thousand members and crashed. It was just a little plug-in, and I ran into so many people on the street that met each other and have children from it. They're like, I'm like, wow, of a Tinker Toy social network that we just did on a lark that crashed after about 6 months and couldn't be revived because it wasn't built to handle that, did that. Wow, this is going to be great. So it's a free-for-all. Just no porn, no calls for violence, no hacking stuff because they'll try to use that to shut the site down. But we have our DMCA filed, so it's third-party stuff. We get contacted for violations and stuff. It's not our fault. We just take it down. We've hired a couple moderators to be able to handle that. So it's been a big investment here. And so thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting the sponsors, buying the great Pro Pure water filters at InfoWars.com and getting discounts, buying the books, the videos, the InfoWars team, high-quality products as well. Tragedy and Hope's in, basically out of print. The guy that's got a limited edition of them is, well, he's battling cancer right now. My point is that this book's basically out of print, very hard to get. We have a discounted at InfoWars.com, a free citizen rule book. And it's the book the globalists do not want you to read, Carol Quigley, a beautiful hardcover, available at InfoWars.com. And your purchase helps build this media operation. Stay with us.
Big Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, Mark Zuckerberg calls Facebook users dumb bleepers. He says, these people trust me. They're so stupid. Just like that movie, Face in the Crowd. That's exactly what the system thinks of the population. And I hate con artists. I hate people that prey on good, innocent people and think it's cool and think it's funny. And I told you last week, actually Aaron Dykes came to me like last Monday. He said, you got to cover this. It's CIA. All these people are involved. Well, you remember he came on air and talked about it. And I brought up the fact that I ran into the president of Facebook, the guy that started Napster, at a party with Billy Corgan of Smashing Pumpkins. And Aaron's like, you're kidding. Is this the photo? And I go, yeah, that's Parker. He goes, you didn't know he's Bilderberg? And I'm like, no. I just saw him run around for like 3 hours in a crazed fashion, no kidding, at a party. Like he was souped up on something. But I looked in his eyes. He didn't look like he was on drugs. The point is... And then Aaron's like, no, that's exactly what they say he acts like. That's what the movie about him says he's like. But my point is that Aaron said they're going to pump and dump. And for people that don't know what a pump and dump is, you hype up a stock, get all of the people that aren't savvy involved in it, you dump it behind the scenes, and then leave everybody holding the bag. And obviously, it wasn't worth $100 billion at its initial offering. Obviously, all these little Facebookians ran in to get involved in it, and it is just plunging right now. Plunging, plunging, plunging. And the media is acting like it's funny and it's cute. Just like Corzine stealing billions and refusing to give it back and being caught, lying to Congress and nobody gets in trouble. This is a group of crooks. People say, well, why are you on Facebook then? Well, listeners created more than 50 Facebook accounts. One guy had more than 20. He gave them to us. One of them has like... 300,000 likes, another has 200,000 likes, people following it. And we've used it as a beachhead to inject our videos, our articles, our information. You know, our article last week about him being a scammer is up on our Facebook. So that's like saying, why are you on a battlefield when the enemy is on the battlefield? I mean, that's moronic. That's where the war is taking place. That's where the fight is happening. And so we're on Twitter at Real Alex Jones. That's a total State Department CIA front. Just look it up. I told you that before it was in the news. Now it's in the news. Google was founded by CIA. I told you that 7-8 years ago with witnesses and experts. Gave you the names. It's now commonplace knowledge. I'm not bragging. It's just you better listen to what we say here. Because about 99% of the time, it's stunningly accurate. Sometimes I listen to rebroadcasts and just get something totally wrong. Because when you're talking for 3 hours every day, your mind gets stuff twisted around the axle. That happens to everybody, but we try to tell the truth. We try to be accurate. We try to get it right. We try to give you piercing, in-depth analysis with facts. The system tries to dumb it all down as a feedback loop to dumb down society. So a full hour with Max Keiser coming up. Lord Monckton in studio for an hour and a half coming up in about 20 minutes. You do not want to miss that. All of that said, we meant to launch the social network a year ago, got busy with other commitments for the nightly news, getting that launched, all the other things we're doing, hiring reporters, beefing up the staff, trying to get the sponsors, be able to pay for everything. We've successfully gotten up to that level, thanks to your support. Certainly not to mine. The sales guys are always, you're not plugging the sponsors. They've paid for this. You've got to get this done. Even though I love the sponsors, I just get so busy covering the news. But the point is that we're building this media operation in the face of the globalist. They might shut us down tomorrow. It might be in 10 years. We might beat them. Today is the rest of our lives. We can change our destinies today if we take action. Your destiny, your fate is in your hands. We are not pathetic little spectators that can be defeated. But it's interesting that all of the problems we've had, all the preparation, because it's got a lot of nice features, but it's also elegant and simple in ways, our new social network, planetinfowars.com, it is very beefy so that it can handle millions of people using it as we scale it up. So we are officially launching it here today in the midst of the big CIA globalist, you know, Silicon Valley mafia Bilderberg group. Literally, there's like four Bilderberg group guys in Facebook. We are launching this not as a challenge to it. It's obviously not going to get 200 million people on it. If it gets a million, I'll be absolutely happy. It's that it's a place for those of us that love liberty to organize and get together. Talk show host, other websites. I was on ManCow's show this morning, invited him to come set up the ManCow army there. Doesn't matter who it is. It's there for you to build your own group, your own site, your own area, and to point at your own websites, your radio shows, your TV shows, whatever you're doing, or folks to create fan sites for people they think are doing a good job. It's there to meet people to go mountain climbing or go hiking. It's there to meet people who are into guns or into manufacturing, or there are people that want to promote businesses. It's there for people that want to meet and go target shooting for your military reenactment, militia, whatever the case is. It's all there. But again, no porn. There's, you put people with bikinis on your website, hey, that's fine with me. Nothing wrong with God's creations. But I don't want porn. I don't want calls to violence. We're not going to have stalking on there. We're not going to have, people defaming little guys. You want to attack big people? That's your site. We're going to have a pretty light hand to this when it comes I don't know the word you'd use. It's not censor, but it's protect the site. And I'm training the people on basically it being pretty Wild West, but we're going to follow all the laws and everything. And it's under DMCA, so people make, claims on the material, and then it'll be taken down. But plus, we don't host anything on the site. Your photos, everything are linked in. Your videos are linked in. So we're not going to have a lot of issues with that. The point is, I'm kind of getting into technical matters that don't matter. We are launching it. Please help us get it out to everybody. Please email your email. Please Twitter it. Please Facebook it. I wonder if we've even sent out on the Real Alex Jones Twitter. In fact, I'm going to go to our Twitter, twitter.com/RealAlexJones. And I'm going to see if we've even Twittered this out, because we're so busy just getting this stuff built that the question is, have we even? Yes, we've Twittered it out. Planet InfoWars, rallying point for the resistance. Yes, yes, good. I usually do the Twittering, but I forget sometimes. And I'd say about half the Twitters are mine, or a little bit more. But the tweets that are sent out, you see like an article from Prison Planet, it's Watson. And yes, Watson has sent it out. Planet InfoWars, rallying point for the resistance. Connect, create, organize with powerful new social networking hub. And this is a place, if you go on Facebook, the big sites they leave alone, but it's been documented. You go on Facebook and you say, the queen is a pig, I hate her, Jubilee. Whether somebody agrees with that or doesn't agree with that, it's your free speech. Facebook takes it down. Or you go on there and say, George Bush is a piece of filth for launching these wars, or Obama is a piece of garbage for carbon taxes. They take your site down. YouTube is censoring more. Google is censoring people that have blogs with them for very mild stuff. I mean, this is happening. There's also a video posted on our Twitter, I notice, a 3.5-minute video where I break down the site as well. So I just want to encourage everybody. In fact, we come back from break, I'll play that video, to go to planetinfowars.com and organize. You've got a group in your town fighting fluoride? Go in there and say, the name of your town, Cornville, Missouri. Let's get fluoride out of our water. Create a group, network, and as more people get in there, you're going to find others that are doing it in your area. We should create a local media area, things that we found that work. We should create a micro FM, people that have 1 watt little transmitters that cover a half mile or their neighborhood. People put those up. It doesn't interfere with the AM and FMs if you do it on an area that's open. And then put up signs around your neighborhood where, restream shows, do your own show, play music, whatever, and then people start tuning into that. We should have an area about Access TV, my experiences, some tips, those of you that have done that, how folks can do it. Do it. Turn it loose. Do a micro FM area. Do an access TV area. Do a local newspaper area. If you've already done it, teach people how to do a local newspaper that you can just print up on a computer and hand out to your neighbors and maybe put a sponsor on it or something, you know, a couple hundred bucks a week to put one out just in the neighborhood. That's how big things start. You've got to take that first action. Turn it loose. Create the groups. Create the areas. Write articles on the site. Then people can vote them up to the front page. We're going to start having our moderators go over articles that look powerful, have an area at the bottom of InfoWars. We're going to start having some boxes down there so I can point to the bottom, which is actually one of the best areas on a website for people to go find stuff. We're going to have a box that has a feed of what people are saying at planetinfowars.com. We're going to be adding more and more to planetinfowars.com. So check out planetinfowars.com. That's weird. They got me on two screens. Pumpkin head on two screens. Help us. Help us. I wonder how Lord Monckton feels when he met me out there in person finally. And he's in the presence of hillbilly royalty. Alex Jones, royal hillbilly. Anyways, back to what I was saying, ladies and gentlemen. Now is the time. Now is the time. Now is the time. PlanetInfoWars.com. And we've hired one of the moderators. She's going to be introducing you to her soon. She's going to be doing twice a week at least, and we plan to start having it every day. It'll be like a live feed down the road where she sits there at a table and you know, takes your calls. And then, you know, comments almost like that show they have, Washington Journal on C-SPAN, where you sit there and talk about what's going on. PlanetInfoWars.com is going to have twice a week news. This is just on PlanetInfoWars.com about the site, about what people are doing. This is about empowering you. This is about turning the power of the people loose. It's PlanetInfoWars.com. Ladies and gentlemen, coming up, Greece is now publicly saying they're probably going to exit the euro. We've got that news. Max Keiser coming up. Lord Monckton in studio for an hour and a half coming up after this break. We have also got this great image that popped up on the internet. Drone hunting permit. Hunting methods allowed all. No expiration, no bag limit, emergency issue, American citizens only. If you want to see it, it's at the bottom right-hand corner of InfoWars.com right now. And you can also link through there and see the video that we're about to play here in a moment that breaks down some of the features and things at planetinfowars.com. By the way, national polls come out routinely. Over 70% of Americans are now pro-Second Amendment. It was 50-50 back in the 70s under the brainwashing. It was over 70% were pro-abortion in the 80s. There's a new Gallup poll out, and this is with even mainline adults. It's even higher with young people. Only 41% now support abortion. So the numbers have more than reversed. And it's over 75% with people under the age of 20. And the last poll I saw, this one is on... This one is on a wide spectrum of adults, so be sure and check that out. Pro-choice Americans at record low. It's not a choice. It's killing a child. I know a lot of you get really offended about this, but it's eugenics. You've been sold how great this is. It's an anti-human program, okay? And I'm sorry. That's where it came from. Look it up. You can debate whether it's the right or not, I mean, you know, in your worldview, but let's just be honest about where this came from. Now they're saying kill grandma. Bill Gates is. Look it up. You don't believe me, just say Bill Gates endorses death panels. Look up Planned Parenthood and eugenics. Look up how they say kill people up to age 3 now, these top professors. This is real. This is happening. This is going on. But the point is, more and more, despite all the globalist propaganda, people are waking up. We're going to go to the audio for radio listeners and the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers of the promo rollout of PlanetInfoWars.com. And we will then come back from break with Lord Monckton in studio. So, again, if you want to see that presentation, it is available at InfoWars.com. And it goes through some of the features. And it pretty much announces and launches the website and tells you why we have it. So that is up at PlanetInfoWars.com if you want to see that video and hear that audio where I rally the troops to take action against the globalist. But again, Lord Monckton is coming up in the next segment, and we're going to get into authoritarianism. Its main push is under the rubric of environmentalism, not real environmental issues, but carbon taxes, globalism. Carbon dioxide is evil. Carbon dioxide is bad. Carbon dioxide has got to be stopped. Carbon dioxide is evil. We've got to have home inspections. We've got to have green police. We've got to have spy satellites and drones watching the farmers. You can't build a barn. Hay is a toxic pollutant. Shut down the coal plants. It's post-industrial. It's war being waged against this country. Do you remember the announcements that were made about how the coastlines were going to be, by the year 2010, underwater, and polar bears can't swim? My son went to a homeschool private school, Christian school, 2 days a week. Nice people there. But because they're accredited, it had Michelle Obama loves you, she tells you what food to eat, your little pamphlets, and polar bears can't swim, help save the polar bears, you know, do a class project on that. I mean, polar bears are the greatest land swimming animal. They've been recorded swimming up to 300 miles. They hunt on the ice floes, but they play this ignorance game and show people ice floes and say, look at them, they're going to die, the babies on the ice floe. They're hunting whales and seals on them. Okay? They go out and get on the ice packs in the floes and then later get back off and go back to the mainland. That's where they go out and hunt. But they sit there and do that. And meanwhile, this is distracting from all the real issues. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Big broadcast lined up. Lord Monckton straight ahead. PlanetInfoWars.com. Please help us get it out to everybody.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com. All who love liberty are welcome. All that serve tyranny will be defeated. It's now out in the open. World government is here. It's in our face. A corporate fascist system surveilling us. Google, Facebook, Twitter all promote the New World Order. They attend Bilderberg. They've turned the internet into a giant illegal spying operation, with Google admitting that they're basically an NSA-CIA front. But despite all of that, their little propaganda stunts like Kony 2012 have been blowing up in their face because we have people power. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. Whatever the case is, this is a place for people who love freedom. And that's why I have created PlanetInfoWars.com as a vehicle for you to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. This is your tool, your website. And I want to invite all the other alternative media to come in to PlanetInfoWars.com and to synergistically meet and turn loose your potential. For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. But I was so busy with my radio show, the documentaries, all of it, that I never did it properly. We launched a small little plug-in social network. It got more than 40,000 members in just a few months and basically crashed. And then I never revisited the subject until the last year. And I went out to a public event, a UFC fight. Joe Rogan invited me to it in Austin. And two different couples came up to me and said, man, we wish you'd set up a social network again. Where did it go? And I said, oh, it was just some little free program. It couldn't handle all the traffic. And in both cases, at that same evening, they said, we met four different people, two couples, on your little plug-in site at InfoWars.com, and we now have children. And since then, it's happened a couple other times. So I realized a social network is important so people who love freedom can get together. That's what Liberty Lovers is going to be all about, a section we've created at PlanetInfoWars.com. Whether you live in a small town or a big city, you can reach out to people in your area so that we can win the future away from Obama and Mitt Romney and all these globalists that try to give us all these fake choices. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and surveil you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free. PlanetInfoWars.com is powered by you. We're going to have our articles up there. We'll have video feeds and stuff up there. But this is all about you getting together and organizing the resistance against the New World Order. Ron Paul's been great, but he himself has said this is simply a focal point for people that are already awake. Well, this is Ron Paul 2.0. This is Alex Jones 3.0. This is humanity 4.0 to the power of infinity. This is about taking action. This is about turning humanity loose. Connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active. Organize. Take action. Go viral. Create. Contribute. Resist. Because resistance is victory. You are victory. And the rally point is PlanetInfoWars.com. And we are back on this 23rd day. It is a Wednesday. Thank you for joining us. Now, for the next hour and 25 minutes or so, Lord Christopher Monckton is going to be in studio with us. We're going to him in just a moment. But here's some of the new headlines out. There's a new term out there. And no, it's not Charlie Sheen saying winning. This is losing. The new term is not suckered or scammed. It's zuckered. After the founder and guy that called his users dumb effers, well, he is in a lot of trouble, obviously, as the pump and dump gets exposed. We told you last week it had all the hallmarks of a pump and dump. If you don't know what a pump and dump is, they get a bunch of suckers who aren't savvy in the stock market casino in there, sell it for a lot more than it's worth. And why should those doing it care? Because they're just going to profit either way and be able to sell it off. And that's what's already happening. Morgan Stanley is under review for it. NASDAQ would have pulled stock. Again, they're calling it Zuckered. Massachusetts, the state is subpoenaing. Investors are suing. Insiders got greedy. They knew the jig was up, that the site was already starting to decline, having problems. Even Zuckerberg sold. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if he doesn't go to jail, remember Martha Stewart? She sold almost nothing in her stock and was routinely doing it. Didn't do anything wrong. I've reviewed it. Had a lot of experts on. She went to prison because the big corrupt people on Wall Street, the insider cronies, most of them like Goldman Sachs funding the global warming movement, they're above the law. MF Global head Corzine, billions disappear, wires it to London, lies and says he didn't, comes out in Congress, he did. The Chicago Mercantile Exchange head comes out and says no, he was in the meetings, he did order it. Doesn't get in trouble. If Zuckerberg does not get in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible. The fact that he sold the day it went public, that is insider trading up one side and down the other. What an arrogant person. Even if he thinks his users are dumb effers, as he said, for trusting him, why would he say that in an interview? These people are arrogant. I've been at parties with the president of Facebook a few months ago when the head of Smashing Pumpkins took me to a big party at South by Southwest. Al Gore had been in town, but he wasn't at the meeting, at the party. And some of these guys are running around. The point is, they are very arrogant. I was taken back by how arrogant and on power trips they are. And pride goeth before a fall. And this is incredible. If Martha Stewart went to prison, then Zuckerberg's got to go. He's got to go. He's got to go. I mean, most of the experts were saying this stock was going to tank. But he was up there hyping, saying it was a good first release of the stock. It was great. This looks like and has all the earmarks of textbook insider trading. But again, they like to burn somebody like Martha Stewart. The average person thinks she's rich when she's nothing compared to these billionaire scammers. And then meanwhile, the billionaire scammers are always pushing in Wall Street for higher taxes because they get that money through banker bailouts. They're the ones right across the line pushing carbon taxes. It was Ken Lay of Enron came up with that. Then they blame capitalism for what they've done and say bring in socialism to fix it when they've impoverished the country via their environmentalist dictatorship. It's amazing. So we're going to be breaking that down today. Also, the very same banksters that set up the euro to consolidate power are now posing as the savers as they imploded. Greece is mulling euro exit, all Goldman Sachs run. Most of the debt's not theirs. It's owned by the big mega banks and derivatives. Eurozone nations told to prep for Greek departure. Told you that was coming last year. In Europe, time for Big B, only there's no plan and no time. market slump ahead of the key EU summit. I'll be confronting the Bilderberg Group next week live from Chantilly, Virginia. Be sure and join us each day for that. I'll be hosting from the road. We've got Lord Christopher Monckton here with us, and he was just going to be on for an hour, but he got here early, which is great. And so we're going to have him a little bit in this hour. But since he's here, I'm going to spring something on him. But I know he's written and talked about this and advised Margaret Thatcher, you know, on a lot of issues. So he can speak on any of this because he's part of the UK Independence Party, one of its founders and Bennett's head as well, about what's happening with the euro, how it fits into this larger tyranny, how it's driving the move towards global governance. And then we'll segue in the next hour into the big view of where we are on the chessboard now with the forces of authoritarianism, age old, reinventing themselves under the rubric of saviors of the earth, vanquishing evil carbon dioxide that plants respirate from and then put forth oxygen in the carbon life cycle on this planet, while ignoring all the real environmental problems. We're going to cover the entire waterfront with a strategic speech and breakdown in my questions coming up in the next hour. But now, with Lord Monckton here in studio, I want to get a briefing from him because he's over in England. He's been on this with members of the European Parliament, which is, of course, just ceremonial, but still able to use it as a bully pulpit. Nigel Farage, who has survived the suspicious plane crash to bring us this information, he's been in there excoriating these criminals, and they are criminals. All of this, he can give us the crow's nest view from inside what's happening and what this means to the rest of the world. Because if the euro falls before they're ready to leverage it into their new world order, this could damage this whole new world order much worse than the Copenhagen documents. I mean, again, we have this idea that they're invincible and we can't defeat them. That's not true. History shows that when the good take the field, the dragons can and will be slayed. Now, Lord Christopher Monckton, the chief policy advisor to the Science of Public Policy Institute, special advisor to British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher, who was anti-New World Order and spoke out against Bilderberg. Monckton is a widely recognized expert on climate sensitivity. He, of course, has given key lectures at Cambridge University. He heads up the biggest website exposing scientifically their fraud. He's been proven right at a ridiculous level, almost psychic in how he guesses their next move and exposes them. And he joins us here today. Lord Monckton, great to have you.
Well, Alex, it's a real joy to be here and meet you in studio for the first time.
I tell you, it is great to have you here in person. And I notice you have your crucifix around your neck to ward off Al Gore.
I'm going to tell you why I'm wearing this. This is my David Cameron crucifix. Now, David Cameron is the allegedly conservative, but in fact, I think it's fair to say, largely socialist, Prime Minister of the UK. And he has applied to our new European masters, because Britain's Parliament has no more power to take decisions for itself, even on little things. It has applied to Europe, to these bureaucrats who now govern us, who are not elected by anyone. He's asked them for the right to ban the wearing of crucifixes in public in Britain. And you can imagine that the churches don't like this.
Wait a minute, I saw that and didn't even make an issue out of it. That's how conditioned I've gotten. Hold on, you just said banning wearing crucifix. I mean, this is beyond 1984.
Oh, it's way beyond 1984. And the extraordinary thing was that apart from a little bit in the newspapers at the time, it all went very quiet thereafter. Quietly now, his lawyers are in there applying to the European dictatorship for the right to ban the wearing of crucifixes. Now, you can wear a turban, you can wear a hijab, you can wear a kefir, but you can't wear a crucifix.
I'm going to start wearing one. I mean, that's the only jewelry that I'm attracted to is a small silver crucifix. I'm going to get one.
And I'm going to tell you the story of this one, because I was at a climate change meeting in San Diego, and I was giving a speech there. 500 people turned up from all over the San Diego area. This is California. Even there are people sensible enough to know that this global warming rubbish isn't all it's cracked up to be. On the way in, I was shaking people by the hand as they came in, and one of them was wearing this very fine crucifix. And I congratulated him on wearing it and being proud to do so. And I said, I told him a story about David Cameron applying to our European bosses to have this banned in Britain. And I said I was going to go straight back to the UK, get myself a crucifix and put it on round my neck and wear it everywhere, however embarrassing that might be for those I was doing business with or whatever, because it's necessary that we should not allow this sort of stamping out of religion.
But I liked it when I saw it.
It's very nice. And anyway, so he very kindly at the end of the meeting, he said that was a great speech, and he said, I think you should have this crucifix. Because you're going to wear it, it'll do some good, and you'll spread the message better that way than I ever can. And he was really kind. He put it round my neck, and it's been there ever since.
That's it. I'm getting a little silver one. I like the little silver one.
That's it, yeah.
I know both my daughters, I gave them both a crucifix. But, I mean, you could make the joke here, but it's not a joke. I mean, we know these people are psychic vampires. They hate freedom. They want to suck it out of society. They are parasites, but maybe they are vampires. I'm being sarcastic, but...
Well, I think what has happened is that the governing class has become dangerously arrogant and dangerously remote from the ordinary people. Now, in Europe, this is particularly severe because we are no longer a democracy. We are governed by an oligarchy. We're governed by about 30 commissars. That's the official German name for the commissioners of the European Union, who have dug us into the enormous financial mess, which I think we should now move on to. And what is happening here is that the governing class of the world thought it could get away with a treaty at Copenhagen, which would have created an all-powerful world government, unelected by anyone. No mention in the 186 pages of that treaty draft of election, democracy, ballot, or vote. They were going to try that on. They tried to set up the euro, not as a currency, but as an instrument of grim, socialistic, political centralization. And what is happening is that on the climate project and on the euro project, they have failed. These people who are arrogant enough to think that they know better than we the people do, they are failing. They've failed catastrophically with the global warming scare. Everybody now knows that they oversold that one, and indeed it's now official. Because in 2008, the National Oceanographic and Atmospheric Administration, one of the cheerleaders for the global warming movement, said that all right, there'd been no warming for 10 years at that time, but that was too short a period. But if the lack of warming continued for another 5 years, then that would prove the models wrong. And we've had no more warming in that following 5 years. It's now been 15 years, perhaps even 20 on some measures.
I saw the German government last week came out and said that global warming has stopped.
Yeah.
But they're trying to declare victory in a bizarre way.
Yes, I mean, they're trying to pretend that this is because they built a few windmills. Well, that's not going to make any difference. Fact is, the amount of carbon dioxide being emitted to atmosphere is rising and rising at an ever more rapid rate as places like China industrialize. And they're not going to just do this with windmills. How far is that going to get?
Well, thank God. Thank God, because from all the scientists I've had on, if carbon dioxide's been 10, 20, 30 times higher, they admit this is one of the lowest levels of carbon dioxide in planetary history. I think we should have factories producing more of it.
Well, that's what power stations are, of course. And China knows that if it's going to compete economically with the West, because it's still the per capita income in China is tiny because they're running this ghastly, communized, centralized economy where once again the governing class thinks it knows best and the people struggle under this. They've gone for these windmills, which are sort of fashion statement, really. But three quarters of the windmills in China aren't actually turning. They're just there to make it look as though China is doing something about this. What you want to know, if you want to know what China's doing, you go to the annual statistical communique of the People's Republic of China, issued from Peking once a year. And they tell you then what they're going to do. And the great thing about a dictatorship is that when they publish a communique, say, we're going to do this, this, and this over the next 5, 10, 15 years, then that is what they're going to do. And they have said they're going to build one or two new coal-fired power stations every week from now for the foreseeable future.
And we can't have any here.
No. They're here.
They're shutting them down.
There are more than 150 projects for new coal-fired power stations on hold here in the United States at the moment, because while you have got the Manchurian candidate in the White House, he's not going to allow any of these things to be built. And so what is happening is that industries, one by one, are having to move.
$20 billion of our taxpayer money paid to move General Motors to China. And now China said they bought up our biggest movie theater company. Yep. And they're buying up media. And they said to influence our media. Yep. This is sedition and treason by our criminal government. It's been hijacked by globalists. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest. We'll give you his website when we come back. Be sure and write it down and check it out and get it out to everybody. We are facing total tyranny, just like our ancestors have over and over again. We're going to get his take on the collapse of the EU straight ahead, and then a whole hour on the environmental tyrants.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Watching us on PrisonPlanet.tv, you can see Lord Monckton's website on screen and scienceandpublicpolicy.org. You can also see the Daily Mail. It's also on the BBC. Minister in legal battle to stop Christians being able to wear a cross at work. And we'll show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers via document cam a shot of that. There it is. Government's legal fight against the right to wear a cross at work brings accusations it's sidelining Christianity. Yeah, and then here's another article, ministers in legal battle, just to stop wearing them, period. So that's how it always is. Take your cross down, take your Christmas tree down, which is Germanic, it's not even really Christian, but we're going to put up menorahs, we're going to put up Muslim stuff, Buddhist stuff, and I'm not offended by any of that. But I mean, why are our crosses so bad? And again, it's about we're going to tell you what we're going to do. And there is outrage at move towards banning Christian crosses from workplace.
And remember what happened when Poland tried to ban crucifixes in school classrooms.
That's right. The Soviets tried that. That was the final straw.
That was what triggered, finally, the breaking free of Poland from the communist bloc. That was just one thing too far. And sometimes it is these apparently little things that indicate to the ordinary people that their government simply doesn't care about them at all.
Well, I think the TSA is a breaking point.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that wakes people up. And you're beginning to see this now because the Catholic Church, the bishops, unfortunately, in England and Wales, are way to the left. And they tend to go along with all this sort of stuff. They've gone along, for instance, with they've had to close down all their Catholic adoption agencies in Britain, because the government came along, the socialist government, Tony Blair, and said, you can't operate an adoption agency unless you will send children for adoption to homosexual couples. And they said, but homosexuality is against our religion. People who come to a Catholic adoption agency do not expect to find.
Well, they're now saying that here, and they're saying you're going to pay for abortions and you're going to hire non-Christians.
But here you have proper bishops. Cardinal Dolan and all the bishops here and some 20 Catholic organizations have got together.
They're suing.
They're suing the pants off the Obama administration, and they're saying, don't you tread any further on our religious freedom, which is guaranteed under, is it the First or Second?
Yes, First
Amendment. First Amendment of the
US. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment
of religion.
Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof.
I have it here. Or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And the free exercise of religion, surely.
Show us that evil document.
Here we are. This is your founding father's intention for your country. This is your birthright. This is your constitution. I wear it close to my heart. I bring it out where somebody else might bring out a weapon, because it is a weapon. This
it is
a weapon of freedom.
And it's based off the Magna Carta.
Absolutely. It goes right back to Magna Carta. And the rights that you have under this constitution, you must not lose them. We have lost them. Do you know, we no longer have the right of habeas corpus. We no longer have the right to not to be imprisoned without trial. That has been taken away from us. That was
Obama has the NDAA. He says he'll do that now.
That was guaranteed even before Magna Carta. In Magna Carta, it's there over and over again. Nemo imprisonator, rather dog Latin. Nobody shall be imprisoned except by a due process of law. Now, in Britain, the secret police, and we have a secret police now. It was founded by the Labour government in 1998. They were first called the National Crime Squad, then the Serious Organised Crime Agency. Now they're about to be called just the crime agency. These people totally out of control, utterly unreal.
Yeah, it starts with terror, and next it's everything.
That's right. They then, you know, they have...
They've raided members of Parliament. They're spying on them.
I'm going to give you a story.
Stay there. We're back in 1 minute. Short segment coming up, then long segment. Get into the tyranny of the euro, taking over England, and then we'll get into the global warming people.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lord Christopher Monken is our guest for the rest of the hour. Then Max Kaiser with big breaking news. Lord Monken, we're going to shift gears into the globalist battle plan, how we defeat them. But for those that don't know, this is a global standardized model. They're trying to do the same stuff. First, it's terror. They say they'll disappear you. We have a Bill of Rights. They're just ignoring it with the NDAA. But for those that don't know, first they start this national anti-terror group. Now they admit it's for everybody. They can just disappear you. I've seen them spying on members of Parliament that are trying to rein them in and then raiding them.
That's right.
I mean, these are...
not so long ago.
This is real tyranny when the bureaucracy does this. We're going to put their website on screen. Tell folks about it.
And the immensely feeble Speaker of the House did not stop them coming in. There could have been an order made, don't you think about it, mate. But no, they went along with it. It was absolutely outrageous. This happened a year or two ago now. And this secret police force is completely out of... They came after me once. This was terribly funny. And I complained about them because they had not the slightest basis for coming after me. And I put in a formal complaint about it. And they sent two policemen up to our estate in Scotland to interview me about it. And they went away and they produced a report saying that they had tried to interview me under caution. That means they suspect you of a criminal offence, which in fact they didn't. And that I had fled to my residence in northern Cyprus. This was put in the report of the people I had asked to investigate my complaint from the secret police. So I hit the roof. I thought there's no point in messing around anymore.
It's a culture of total lying.
What they'd done was they'd put this report about because they wanted to show to ministers who had become interested in the way I'd been treated that I was a crook. That was the aim. And so I then thought, right, no more Mr. Nice Guy. I walked in to my nearest magistrate's court, which was Horse Ferry Road in London. I was in London at the time. I told them the story. I said, this is what's happened. I have never had any residence in northern Cyprus, nor have I fled there. I have been in and out of London quite openly from my residence in southern Cyprus, which is part of the EU, for heaven's sake. They could come there and get me any time they wanted. And I've been openly in and out of London, and there's absolutely no basis for what they've written here. And I want these people to be summoned to answer a charge of willful misfeasance in a public office, which is a very serious charge for which you can go to prison for life. I said, I want them to be brought here to court to answer my charges. So the magistrates recessed for half an hour to read the paperwork. They came back in and they said, Mr. Monken, this was a few years ago before I was a lord, they said, Mr. Monken, we've read the paperwork. We do not intend to hear you because we are going to order the secret police to appear. We are going to summon them as you have requested next week. So 3 days passed, and this was a great victory because 99% of cases in the magistrate's court lead to convictions. So I had reversed their usual ratio. Now they were in the frame. They were in danger of being convicted of a very serious criminal offence, which would have led them to being in prison perhaps for life. The secret police, the head of the secret police. So I got them to come to court, and what they tried to do was they got in touch with the clerk of the court and they said, can you just lose the paperwork that said that Monken was ever there?
More criminality.
So the clerk of the court, I rang him 3 days after I'd had the hearing. I said, I haven't had any confirmation paper to say that this case has been set down for a hearing. And the clerk of the court said, you were never here. I said, just one moment. I've only just rung you. You haven't had a chance to check any of your records, and yet you already knew or were willing to say that I hadn't been here.
Now you're involved in the crime.
I said, has somebody been getting at you? Because I think they have. I said, look, I wasn't born yesterday. I know just how criminal this country has now become, how even court clerks at Horse Ferry Road magistrates can find themselves drawn in to this corruption of the secret.
Stay there. I want to recap the story and finish it on the other side.
Okay.
Come back. This is demonstrating the police state of the EU. Mm. That's what you're under.
Yeah.
What, 80%+ of your laws are now made by these unelected bureaucrats?
5/6.
Wow. We're going to come back, break this down, and then get into their plan for global domination with Lord Christopher Mocked, and then I'm going to give the phone number out.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have launched the long promoted and vaunted Liberty Social Network for you to get together and form resistance to the globalist. It's planetinfowars.com. And again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday edition of the Worldwide Broadcast. Lord Christopher Monckton is our guest in studio for the full hour. If you have questions or comments specifically for Lord Christopher Monckton, who is the greatest champion out there fighting the globalist authoritarian takeover system of fake environmentalism, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, specifically on this issue. 800-259-9231. You get into EU tyranny, habeas corpus, any of those issues, but also the whole global warming fraud, how they're being routed. And Lord Monckton, this is a big deal. I want to get into how routed they are, but how they're planning to counterstrike what's coming up with the new Agenda 21 20-year anniversary meeting. Yep. But to look at the tyranny of Europe.
What I want to do is...
And the secret police.
I was telling.
Yeah. Finish the story, because some stations don't carry that last segment, that little 5 minute, about what you've experienced with the secret police.
Yeah. Now, you may find it surprising there is such a thing as a secret police in Britain, but we do have one. Now, it was founded by the Labour government in 1998. It was then called the National Crime Squad. Then it became the Serious Organised Crime Agency. And next month, it's going to be called the Crime Agency. These people came after me and some clients of mine on a totally spurious jump. Trumped up charge. And because they behaved so badly, I made an official complaint about them, which unfortunately was conducted internally by them rather than externally by somebody.
And they put out a report saying that you had fled when you had.
That's right. They said I'd fled the country when they had asked to interview me under caution. I hadn't fled the country. I had been openly there, in and out of my place I then lived in southern Cyprus, part of the EU, the northern Turkish bit. They said I'd fled to my residence in Turkish northern Cyprus. I don't have a residence. I never have had. I've only been there once. And so the whole thing, and that was on a parliamentary delegation 25 years ago, so the whole thing was trumped up. And I got them into the magistrate's court. I went straight to the magistrate's court. I said, I'm telling my own story. I'm not even going to hire a lawyer. They've behaved so badly. I reckon I can tell the magistrates and they will find in my favour. And they said, yes, we are ordering the secret police to come to court next week and answer the charges. So 3 days later, when I rang the court and said, why haven't I had confirmation that this hearing is on next week? The clerk of the court immediately said, you were never here. I said, hang on a moment, you haven't had a chance to check your records. Have you done a deal with the secret police to erase all record of the magistrate's finding? I guess that's what you've done. I said, let me tell you this. I will have you for conspiracy with the secret police to pervert the course of justice unless within 5 minutes you find this record you say never existed. Because, let me make this clear, I know your sort. I know I can't trust even the bureaucrats in court anymore. I can trust the magistrates because they are not part of the network. They're ordinary people like you or me who do the judging. They're not even lawyers. But I said, you court clerks, you get into bed with the police, and I know how corrupt you all are together. And I had witnesses in the court. I had a barrister there who was part of another case. I had somebody sitting in the public gallery. I had a journalist there. We had three separate witnesses who saw me there and saw the magistrate and took a shorthand note of his finding. So you find that paperwork within 5 minutes and ring me back and tell me you found it, or you go to jail, mate. I'm not going to have this messing around. 4 minutes later, he came back and said, we found the paperwork. I said, yes, I rather thought you had. Now, I don't expect any further interference with this case. Do I make myself clear, and you are yourself, not to appear as the clerk in the case? I want a different clerk.
Recuse yourself.
Yeah, he was just a clerk. the clerk, you would call it, sitting underneath the bench and doing the legal bit. The clerks are legally trained, the magistrates are not.
And again, you have members of parliament being threatened and raided by the bureaucracy. I was just mentioning what I'd read, and it's happened to you.
Yeah, this is the secret police. Let me tell you what then happened. I went to court, five of the secret police plus a barrister turned up. And I did a deal with them. I said, look, you know, we can do this the hard way and go into court, and the magistrates, essentially having summoned you here, are going to find against you because you've behaved very badly. You've done this so as to try to make it out to ministers that I'm a crook. And that's disgraceful, particularly when I had put in a complaint about the previous disgraceful conduct of this organization. And I said, this is not acceptable. I want a letter of apology from the head of the secret police containing an undertaking that you will all leave me alone from here on. And I got it. No argument whatsoever. They just caved in and said, okay, and they got off my case.
You're about the only person I know that's brought them to heel. Instead, as you mentioned, even the Speaker of the Commons is scared of them.
That's right. But the next thing that happened, it happened just a few weeks ago, this is real breaking news, is that I was got an email from somebody calling himself Dr. Paul McCallum. And he said that he had a company, and he wanted to develop an invention of mine, the Eternity Puzzle, which has sold, you know, a million copies worldwide. He said, I want to develop it further, and I have some ideas, and can we...
Yeah, you're a big inventor. We should add that. You're really interesting.
Yeah, and so he came and had a drink at my club, and he made me sign a non-disclosure agreement, and I made him sign one, usual kind of business exchange. But I read his non-disclosure agreement, and it contained a clause saying, this nothing in this agreement shall... waive the liability of either party for fraud. Now, that is not a standard term in a non-disclosure agreement. That had been put there because this was, in fact, the Internal Revenue Service, the Inland Revenue, trying to get information about my private financial affairs to see if they could find a way back in, because they were with the secret.
They're sending spies after you.
They sent a spy. His name was Dr. Paul McCallum. And he has a company called Daibutsu Limited. And Daibutsu Limited is a front company set up by the Inland Revenue. It hasn't traded, or if it has...
And for those that don't know, that's your IRS.
That's the IRS. That's right. It's the Internal Revenue Service. And this was quite clearly an attempt by the IRS to find information from it. Now, of course, I spotted this.
And again, they're politically after you, and everybody knows that's you're squeaky clean.
That's it. And in fact, they did have, and I must be very honest here, some justification for asking some questions, which, if they'd been honest, they would have lifted the phone and just asked me. I owed them some tax, in fact, on this invention, because I'd had a large royalty payment. And they knew this, because my partners had all paid tax on it, so they knew roughly how much I should have paid. And they hadn't had the money. And instead of asking why they hadn't had the money, they go through this hole and corner nonsense. What had happened was, I had said to my lovely wife, look, we must pay this. Can you please fix it with the bank? She handles all my transactions.
No, I understand. There's always mistakes.
And no, there were no mistakes on our part.
The bank didn't.
The bank got it wrong. We instructed the bank. The instruction was made out properly. The bank accepted the instruction. It said it had made the payment. My lovely wife, who's very thorough about these things, rang them the next day and said, did you make the payment? And they said, yes. And then it turned out that, in fact, they hadn't.
But the point is, they're going over you with a fine-tooth comb.
Yes, and what these creeps then did is they set up this hole-in-corner operation. Now, in fact, this is a rogue unit within the Inland Revenue. It's called the Cross-Cutting Services Unit. These are the people, and we are slowly encircling them. We're going to get them eventually, and some of their people are going to go to jail because they've been after me and some of my clients for years without the slightest justification.
And they finally, watching the records, found one little thing and raced in like piranha.
Yes, all they found was that the tax that we thought we'd paid hadn't been paid. And instead of checking with us, and whereupon we would have said to the bank, what happened to the money? And the bank has not.
No, I had a property tax thing where the county deposited it, but sent me notice they were going to start taking my property. Yeah. And I had to go get the check and go in, and they don't apologize. No. I had my registration sent to me, misprinted, wrong.
Yeah.
Where it printed it off. So I stuck the sticker on my car, but there's no print.
Yeah.
Get pulled over. The cop goes, that's a fraudulent sticker. And I reach for my glove compartment. I go, this is how it was mailed by the state. Mm. It printed it up here. Here it is. You want me to put this piece of paper on the front of my car? And the point is the government is constantly making mistakes.
That's this was not just a mistake. This was a deliberate attempt.
No, I know, yeah.
To obtain information from me by deception. It was a criminal offense. So, Dr. Paul McCallum, if I have got you wrong in this respect, then I'm going to say this to you. I will apologize. I'll come back on this show and apologize to you. So you have the chance now to get in touch with me and say, you've completely misunderstood me. I was being genuine and you've got me wrong. If that is the case, you get in touch with me. I will get in touch with Alex Jones, and Alex will give me the freedom, I'm sure you will,
sure,
to say, okay, I eat crow, I got it wrong. But I don't think, Dr. Paul McCallum, that I did get it wrong. I think you were an Inland Revenue spy, and if you think that that is going to encourage me or anyone else to think well of the Inland Revenue, you can think again. You have come up against me several times on behalf of my clients, every time you have been beaten, twice in court in the most humiliating circumstances. Just leave us alone. Get off our case. We will pay our taxes. We will do it sensibly, correctly, and without any attempt at avoidance or evasion. But we will not have this Christmas game. We will not have this spying. Enough is enough. The people are fed up with this. Now, this links in, you see, Alex, to the overall theme of this broadcast, which is that the governing class is out of control.
They've approached all the dentists that my dad talks to be Homeland Security spies, yeah, on their patients. They're setting up a spy network here that makes East Germany look like a wonderland of freedom.
Yeah, that's right. And this has got to stop. And so I'm very, very, very tired of all this, because they're always coming after the likes of me, mainly because I dare to speak out. And I say the EU is a dictatorship. I say that the euro is a Mickey Mouse currency. Well, hey, we can all see that now. But I was saying it years ago. I was saying it in 1996, before they'd started it, that this was going to happen. I gave a detailed lecture.
I know, it's on your website. Stay there. We've got to get to the euro.
Yeah.
What's happening with the euro? What do you see coming? What is it?
Yeah.
And then we've got to segue into the latest environmental fraud,
yeah,
the green police, $2,000 a day fines for hay dust in the U.S. I mean, just the 20% taxes in California, the mass exodus. And I love Californians, but then they come to Texas fleeing that and try to reinvent it here. I mean, it's crazy. You know, that's a point that I make a lot on the air, but it's so important. This is all transparent. The EU, the UN, they all interlock globally, our State Department, all of it. The communist Chinese, they get authoritarian systems. That's why they all team up together to shut down industry, to raise taxes, because the elites are all basically exempt. They can commit whatever crime they want. The head of Facebook can, you know, publicly scam with his stock while he's selling it out the back door. He probably won't get in trouble because they're the insiders and they're waging war against us. And if you look at the transformation of Europe into what looks like the old Soviet Union, the banning of crucifix, all of this, the going after property, the banning of space heaters, it's all little knickknacks at first where they set the precedent, they're in charge.
And the treatment with contempt of the citizen by the bureaucracy, like these revenue spies, these secret police, these people who think they can behave just how they like without anyone.
Oh, the TSA here a lot of times will, yeah, treat you like absolute scum on purpose. So break down in this brief segment, yeah, long segment coming up, the tyranny of the EU and how 80% of your laws are made by them.
Right. This is an official German government estimate made 2 or 3 years ago that 83%, 5/6 of all laws made for us in the United Kingdom and indeed throughout the European dictatorship are now made by the 30 commissars, that's the official German name for them, the commissioners who run the European Union. Do you know, the European Parliament doesn't even have the right to bring forward a bill. Only the commissars can do that. The European Parliament can vote on that bill, but its vote doesn't matter. It can be overruled by the Commission, which also has the right to circumvent the Parliament altogether and make a thing called a Commission regulation directly. Now, the EU's advisors were at the Cancun climate conference a couple of years ago. I met some of them there. They were advising the UN on how it too could grab power from democratic nations like the United States in the same way that the EU, by stealth over a period of 20 or 30 years, had grabbed enormous amounts of power, very nearly all power now of making laws and imposing taxes, from the individual states of the European Union. And clearly the UN now says, we want some of this. We want the chance to be a world government and have the powers of taxation over the whole globe. Can you imagine, given how powerful even the EU is just with little old Europe? Imagine
Trent Lott is now supporting that law of the sea where the UN will be 10 miles out everywhere taxing you to go fishing or go out in the ocean.
That's it.
The hellish UN will now be off the coast of the US.
That's it. And the trouble with every time you sign a treaty like the Law of the Sea Treaty, you're transferring power from elected hands in your country to unelected hands somewhere else.
My God, if we can't get Homeland Security off our back, imagine the UN. And what about the UN? It's even in the New York Times, but they say, oh, but it's kind of good. Killing people in Africa and Latin America for the land to make it carbon sink zones.
Yeah.
I mean, this is... That's what I'm saying. They're so over-the-top murderous, but because they wear blue helmets and Miss America says they love kids, we're supposed to roll over to them.
That's right. And the thing to do is to do what I do. I've told you a couple of stories now about how the ordinary citizen, when they try to come after him, can fight back. You know, the secret police were amazed when they got a call from the magistrate's court saying you're summoned to appear to answer a very serious charge of conspiracy to commit a crime of willful misfeasance in a public office. They were astonished. They weren't used to having it done to them. And you can bet that the Inland Revenue isn't used to having the names, identities, and front shell companies of its spies exposed all over international television. This is how one can fight back against these people, because...
There's also good people in government sending us stuff now.
Absolutely. This is more and more going to happen, because it's now got to the point where the governing class worldwide has studied the EU, has seen how powerful the EU has become in its territory. And it says, you know, if we could do this globally, we could really have world domination. And they say that,
and then nowhere to run.
And that's it.
Just like Californians are running to Texas, there'd be nowhere to run. Oh, no.
That's the point. What are we going to do? Go to the moon or Mars? No, it's not going to be so easy. And so this is what they're trying to do. And we have to stop them. And you're doing a wonderful work here, Alex, in trying to stop them. And you know, sometimes people say, oh, Alex Jones, he's a bit extreme. Well, I can tell you this, nothing like as extreme as what they're trying to do to us. And so you're quite right.
That's the point. They're so authoritarian and it's naked, and I'm just desperate to warn people.
That's the thing. People need to be... here am I, a peer of the realm, for heaven's sake, and they think they can play these silly games on me.
They SWAT team members of the parliament that investigate them.
That's the thing. And they, you know, they...
I mean, let me tell you, if I was a member of parliament investigating them, they SWAT teamed me, I'd be in their face. Listen, you little crook, you're in trouble. Yeah. Instead of everyone like a dog, rolling over.
Yeah. And actually, I think we're going to have to bring our secret police to an end. I will be writing to our finance minister, the Chancellor of the Exchequer, who's in charge of the Inland Revenue. He's answerable to parliament for it. And say, look, you know, this is one time too many.
Stay there. We got to come back.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
This is tyranny. The green police, all of it, it's unfolding. You can't go to a national park. They've announced, because humans are bad, scores of national parks are going to let humans in most areas. No more cars. You're not allowed to swim or go in the dunes. I went to the Texas National Seashore, where I've been going since I was born. suddenly they were being rude, bossing us, telling us not to hurt the earth as we just sat there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's this henpecking. It's about getting you accustomed to government interfaces. When I've been in England, they just come over and randomly, we'd like to talk to you. You're walking down the street. It's part of this little interview. And I talked to Paul Watson and Steve Watson that write for InfoWars.com. Well, the editors of PrisonPlanet.com, and they said, oh, yeah, that's routine, especially if you have a good-looking girl on your arm. You know, they're both handsome guys. Paul's married now, but Steve will be taking his girlfriend, you know, his blonde girlfriend, out to dinner. And these sub-police they have run over and will always jab and demand to see his papers, and he's very clean-cut and nice. And again, same thing here. Good-looking woman, TSA attacks. It's like literally living in a dictatorship. Lord Monckton, finishing up on that, and then give us a brief overview on the latest attacks, what the greenie meanies are up to.
Well, the next stage, of course, is the Rio Plus 20 conference in Rio de Janeiro, 20 years after the Earth Summit of 1992, which started so much of this rubbish going on. And the new theme, they tried global warming, then it stopped warming, so they called it climate change and it stopped changing, so they called it climate disruption, then it wasn't disrupting enough, then they tried calling it energy security, now the latest phrase is sustainable development. And what you notice with each of these phrases is that they're all attacks on the West by the rest of the world, or by particularly the communist factions even within the West, who do not want capitalism and prosperity and freedom and democracy to succeed. And the main thrust of the draft conclusions of this conference, which is already in draft, I've already seen it, is that Western countries must be made to pay the cost of the environmental disruption they are supposed to have caused.
Well, you said that in Durban a few months, 6 months ago, yeah, or so, but then everything you said in the document that you got leaked, they started denouncing it.
Well, what happened then was that I got the document, and what I did there was, when I got the final version of the document, I actually had to parachute in to the conference because they tried to ban me from it. The UN tried to...
Oh, yeah, that's no joke. You actually...
I actually parachuted.
They've beat you up. They've arrested you at other conferences. Yeah. I forgot, you actually did parachute in.
From a height of 10,000 feet.
You're not joking, yeah.
And
guys, search that. Monckton parachutes into UN.
Pictures of that. Me grinning like a, you know, from ear to ear as I jump out of this plane at 10,000 feet. Never done it before or since.
They're not going to stop you, are they?
And so I got in because the publicity was huge, of course, and they couldn't then get away with keeping me out. I also said that I would take them to court if there's any more nonsense. And so they backed off and said, okay, we accept.
You are something else.
And so I got in and I got a copy of the final negotiating text, which was available to, you know, you didn't have to be clever. It was available if you asked for it. Now, of course, the world's press was there. Not one of them reported this document even existed, let alone what was in it. So I put in a blog posting at What's Up With That, which is the great climate blog for those who are doubtful about whether this scare is really as strong as the usual suspects believe. And I put up a posting that just said, this Durban conference is proposing to set up an international criminal climate court, which only people from Western countries could be taken before. It was going to give rights of legal personality to Mother Earth. I mean, it was bonkers.
And they've since announced they are doing that.
No, what they've done, actually, is they dropped all these proposals within 24 hours of this blog posting going up, because they were so embarrassed.
No, I mean, I remember that they dropped it and said, oh, that's preposterous, and tried to even imply it wasn't true, but now they're back. I saw it in the news saying, we do need to arrest the climate criminals. In fact, they want to arrest people that deny paying Al Gore money. We'll say, us.
That's right. They do indeed. And there's been this continuous sort of moan from the very extreme Marxist left about how the likes of me ought to be taken to
court. Well, more and more they're saying, let's be authoritarian. What do they make of the guy?
Penn State University, this is breaking news again, they've just had a conference on how to silence the climate deniers.
Oh.
And Michael Mann, of course, the fabricator of the hockey stick bogus graph abolishing the medieval warm period, suggesting that today was warmer than it was in 1500. All of this sort of thing. He was there, and I was named as being one of the serious deniers. And the person organizing this said that he thought that a conversation should be held about declaring climate denial to be a crime against humanity. Now, crimes against humanity are punishable by death. And it was...
So forget just a re-education camp. They want to kill us.
And it was James Hansen of NASA who first suggested that, as far as I can discover, that it should be treated, that anyone who questions this climate story should be regarded as somebody who ought to be executed for a crime against humanity. Now, of course, this is how far they... This is how desperate...
But because they have the cover-up of the long hair and the sandals and tie-dye shirts, we think they're non-threatening.
So if you're thinking of giving money to Penn State University or sending your kid there to be educated, don't.
Don't you want to get educated by Jerry Sandusky?
These people are totalitarians. They ought not to be given any encouragement or money of any kind. Penn State University believes in executing the likes of me for alleged crimes against humanity. Don't give them any oxygen, don't give them your children, and don't give them your money.
And not to mention what they do to kids in showers.
Well, we won't go into that. It's not for me to comment, obviously, but on this Penn State University attempt to say that the likes of me should be executed for treason against the planet, crime against humanity, the way they put it, it's all quite subtle. They don't say Monckton's going to have to be executed. They mention my name as part of this thing. And then
I have seen them say we need green fascism. Now, what do they make of the guy that came up with the Gaia theory, their king over there?
James Lovelock.
Coming out and saying and reversing himself.
Well, they are, of course, furious with him, and now they're attacking him and saying that he ought to be done for crimes against humanity because he has dared to betray the trust they had put in him as the author of this actually rather half-baked...
But he's saying it's become a distraction from real environmental issues.
Well, that, of course, is absolutely correct. Those of us who believe in looking after the planet's environment properly don't want all the money diverted away from stopping deforestation.
To Goldman Sachs.
Away from to Goldman Sachs to run this carbon trading worldwide. It's not just Goldman Sachs, because it was Lehman Brothers. They were right into this with Al Gore on the board. And they went under because their eye was off the ball. They were so busy posturing about climate and trying to corner the market that they hoped would be a global one in the right to trade carbon dioxide.
They were shooting the moon. They were going for everything.
And they went under. And that is what has happened. Chicago Climate Exchange collapsed last year when the...
Well, that's my next question. They're collapsing on every front, but they're only viciously more attacking. How big a deal is it that their entire program is now being revealed? I mean, what do you expect them to do? Because they're still flailing around.
That's the thing. When they start getting really extreme and they start really screeching like this, you know they've lost. One of my first battles with the Inland Revenue in the UK... They wrote over a year a series of letters saying, we want you to come for interview under caution about your tax affairs and those of your clients. And I said, fine, just tell me what criminal offence you think I've committed. Not just the legal characterisation, but the factual particulars. I am entitled under the European Human Rights Convention to be told before I agree to be interviewed. You tell me, I'll come. You don't tell me, I won't come. And they spent a year writing more and more vicious letters. And in the end, they wrote one so vicious that my lovely wife, who opened it, burst into tears, because she's a very sensitive lass, very sweet lass, my lovely wife. And she burst into tears. She was horrified at what they were saying about me. And she rang me up, because I was actually in Cyprus at the time, and she was in Scotland. And she said, I've just had this really terrible letter, floods of tears over the phone. What do we do about it? I said, we don't even need to reply. She said, what do you mean? I said, that is their instrument of capitulation. The more savage they become, the more they know they've lost. And all these, the governing class has made two huge mistakes, which are now visible to everybody. The first was the euro, which was constructed along lines which were bound to fail. I predicted in detail how and when and why it would fail, and it's all come to pass exactly as it wasn't difficult to work out.
That's what I want you to do. Look more into your crystal ball. Give us the other point.
The other is the global warming thing, which the entire governing class bet the farm on this, particularly on the left, but you've got wishy-washy centre-right parties like the Conservatives in the UK going along with it. But the real enthusiasm for it was always on the hard left, and it is wrong, and everybody now knows it's wrong. There was NOAA saying if you get 15 years without global warming, the models were wrong. We've had 15 years without global warming. It's over. The scare is over. The results are in, and the truth is out, and the scare is over. And what has happened is that the governing class, which likes to present itself as omniscient and omnipotent...
And invincible.
And invincible, exactly. They are now shown to have got feet of clay. They are shown to have got things wrong. And because people can see that they've got things wrong, it is that cynicism now on the part of...
It's a collapse of credibility.
Which is this complete collapse of credibility, which I think may yet save democracy.
Well, that's what I was about to say. Yeah. People have this idea, especially from the churches that have been World Council of Churches paid off, that it's the end of the world, you can't fight evil, that's the way it is. History's the opposite. When good men fight evil, all we have is victory. Sure, we're going to lose, the battles are going to be hard, but those that persevere win. We can rout these people, and every time we engage them in the info war, their Death Stars blow into a trillion pieces.
Yeah.
So what are the new targets? Because I'm ready to attack.
Right. Well, I think what we do now is we press home our advantage on the EU. The only future for the EU now, both as a currency and as a political entity, is disintegration. It's no longer possible or right to keep this together. The peoples of Europe want out. If you had a vote in Britain now, 60-40, we would vote to come out of the EU.
So it's going to disintegrate like the Soviet Union.
That'll disintegrate. What we've got to make sure is that at the Rio conference, where the milk and water current draft of the conclusions of the conference will be replaced by something much more extreme, we do not let our governments get away with that. Now, Alex, I'll do a deal with you here. I will go to Rio. I will get a copy of the final draft when it comes out and before it is finalized in negotiation. I will tell you what's in it. And then if what is in it is in any way unsuitable, you get on the air, tell people what's in it, and make absolutely sure that they get in touch with their senator and their congressman and with the White House and say, we will not have our democracy taken away. We will not have our powers and our wealth transferred to the UN in the name of sustainable economic development or environmental development, when in fact we are perfectly capable as a nation of regulating our own affairs. And we do not need these people, particularly if they're not elected by us, telling us how we should run our affairs.
So
that's the central point. The central point here is that if we just take out this constitution again, may I do that? And if I just cite Article 1, Section 1, all legislative power herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Congress, Senate and House of Representatives, period. All power to make laws for you or give taxes to you or impose taxes on you, those powers should be in the hands of people whom you elect.
And it's the same thing with the House of Commons and Lords, but the bureaucracy, they've stolen it.
The Commons and Lords gave it away. I remember having a big row with my father about this when the Treaty of Maastricht came up for voting. That was the treaty which finally gave away Britain's sovereignty and gave away our democracy.
But any treaty that's a fraud can be null and void. It's time to tear it up.
And I said to him, don't vote for this. Well, he wanted to vote for this, but in fact, I was so angry, his vote was discounted. And even so, that by a huge majority, the House of Lords also voted to hand Britain's democracy away. And this was a disgraceful betrayal. And I want to reverse this now. We have got to start saying to the governing class of the world, we will not be bullied. We will not have our democracy taken away. If you want to set up international institutions, then they must be elected by all the peoples of the countries who constitute those institutions. We will not transfer any more powers by treaty to any international organization that is not elected. It's a simple enough rule. It's Monckton's rule that in future, no more Mr. Nice Guy, we do not give up our powers of our Congress that are voted for by us to anyone else overseas unless that institution is elected by our people as well as the peoples of the
other. And hear to that, but let me bring up some examples.
Yeah.
Congress stopped declaring war in the 50s, but they still gave their authorization, and you just read out of the Constitution. Now Obama has said, I don't get any authorization from you, even though they fund it and are supposed to.
Yeah.
But he went one further. He said, the UN gives me the orders in a public letter and statements.
Yeah.
I mean, that is treason. I mean, that is not just the president saying, I'm Julius Caesar. That's bad enough.
Yeah.
But at least it was a Roman being a dictator. This is saying, I am an agent of the UN.
Yes.
I mean, that is beyond. And this is what we've come to.
And I think the only future for the UN is there are two ways it can go. It can be elected, or it must be disbanded. The UN has long outlived what little usefulness it had. It now simply sucks in money to itself. Only 1 cent on the dollar is paid out.
But it murders people everywhere.
Exactly.
It lines them up and shoots them to take their land. And I got liberals coming to my door saying, give money for UNICEF. And I'm like, the UN murders them. The UN wants to turn their power off.
Well, unfortunately, this actually happened in Uganda, of course. I mean, you may think that Alex is being extreme merely because he shouts down the microphone. But unfortunately, he's outraged.
It happened in Honduras.
Actually happened in Honduras. It happened in Uganda. And all sorts of unspeakable crimes are now being committed in the name of the UN, and really at its instigation.
And for the Earth. I mean, they say we're...
This is a storyline, of course, but what is really going on here is that those who like the idea that they should rule from the centre, and that we, the people, ought not to have any say in the matter because we don't care enough about these things or don't know enough about these things, they want to stitch us up with a world government if they can. And when I first mentioned this, people said, oh, well, Monckton is just a conspiracy theorist. So I said, right, go and read. You can get it now, still on the UN website. I don't think they've taken it down yet. Annex 1, paragraphs 36 and 38 of the Copenhagen Treaty draft of the 15th of September 2009, where you will find in both of those paragraphs the word government mentioned in a context which is clearly that of world government. And then read the rest of that treaty, and you'll see it was essentially the bureaucratic structure for this world government that this treaty was setting out in 186 pages, and then tell me there was and is...
Well, the Financial Times of London,
a world government.
Newsweek, they all come out and say world government's the answer.
That's right. This is the growing trend, and it's all being manipulated. And the thing that we the people should do is to say, fine, if there's to be a world government, we elect it. If we don't elect it, then we give it no powers.
We'll be right back, Lord Monckton, with phone calls straight ahead. Lord Christopher Monckton, scienceandpublicpolicy.org. I'm Alex Jones of planetinfowars.com. Phone calls. John in Ohio, you're on the air with Lord Monckton. Go ahead.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir. Welcome.
I just got a quick comment and a question for Lord Monckton.
Sure.
My comment is alchemy and the Federal Reserve. I think those are pretty much the same thing. And I was wondering if they see, because the carbon tax thing, the global warming, it's fallen. I'm just wondering if there's any other targets they might be going after other than carbon to try to get whatever they're trying to push through with the global warming.
Yes, I think what they're going to do now is to take the environment as a whole as their big issue. They've lost on carbon now. They know that. Of course, they don't want to admit it because governments can never...
So they're going back to cave bugs and polar bears that can't swim.
That's right. They'll be going back to that. They'll be going back to the whole question that every time humans do anything, they affect the environment around them. Well, of course we do. And they're effectively going to say what we need is massive depopulation and, in particular, a massive deindustrialization.
They've been saying it openly, get rid of people, kill children up to age 3. I mean, what a group of loonies.
That's the thing. We are dealing with extremists who hate the West. This is still the main motive. They don't care about the environment. John, one of my great friends was a lovely man called Eric Ellington, who was one of the founders of Greenpeace. And he, like me, and like you, I think, was a genuine environmentalist, really concerned about the true environmental problems of the planet. And he said within 3 years we all had to leave Greenpeace because it was taken over by Marxists. And he said we were all non-political. We didn't know how to stop them. They took over our movement and they turned it into a political movement to destroy the West. It ceased to be genuinely about the environment. But you still get, of course, thousands of people giving money to Greenpeace every year because they think it's about the environment, when in fact what they're doing is furthering what used to be called Marxism and now it's called
environment. Absolutely. Let's go to another. Thank you, John. CJ in Michigan, you're on the air with Lord Christopher Monckton.
Hey, greetings.
Hello, CJ.
How you doing? Well, I got a comment. You remember, Alex, they already were asking to burn down people's houses that were climate deniers.
Oh, that's right. Remember They've that? Had all these professors and people come out and say, arrest people, ignore the Republic, ignore the right of the voters, these professors. And they said, yes, burn our houses down.
And indeed, Professor Richard Lindzen of MIT, who is perhaps the world's foremost atmospheric scientist, he really understands how all this works, and he says there's no problem with the climate caused by us. He has had his house burnt down in circumstances which are clearly suspicious. Now, of course, we can't infer from that that this was climate extremism.
Well, we know they burned down houses in ski resorts.
And indeed, it's quite a fashionable thing. After all, most of the people who signed the Declaration of Independence had their houses burnt down by British loyalists at the time. So it is a kind of, I won't say a recognised method of protest, and you certainly don't do this at home, but it is a way in which extremists like to put their point. And I think it's got to be firmly discussed. All this talk about treating those who dare to question the scientific nonsense behind global warming as though they were some sort of serious criminals against humanity, which, as I say, that's a sentence of death if you're regarded as having committed a crime against humanity. That kind of thing has got to be resisted. We've got to say that this kind of thing will not pass. We're not having it.
I agree. And we've got to recognize the type of wild authoritarians we're talking about here. I mean, these really are bad people.
These are the crazies.
And when they're in control, the entire government becomes something that is alien to the country.
That's right.
And we have to recognize just how bad it is. I mean, they've tried to dumb us down, but the West has had so much freedom that the sleeping giant is reawakening. Christopher, and others, your calls are straight ahead. Back in 60 seconds. Then Max Kaiser.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, an hour and 20 minutes has just gone by way too quick with Lord Monckton, but Max Kaiser's coming up. It's going to be sad to see Lord Monckton go. We're going to serve him up some good Texas barbecue, though.
I'm looking forward to that.
The government minister that wants to ban crucifix in England and the EU's agreeing with them. She looks like a witch. I mean, I don't go off how you look, but I mean, it's not just that she's older. My grandmother's very, almost 90, but she's a lovely light in her eyes. This woman looks like central casting to be a witch. Guys, show folks a document cam shot of that. I mean, it's just these people are monstrous, and it's all about the raw exercise of power, isn't it?
Well, yes, bring back the ducking stool, say I. Mean, this woman really has gone far beyond what is common sense. And she can do this because, unfortunately, our Catholic bishops in England and Wales, unlike the ones in Scotland and unlike the ones in America, are soggy and useless. The one in Scotland, we have a marvellous cardinal in Scotland, Cardinal O'Brien, who speaks out. He's a working-class guy, but he speaks out with terrific authority, and the press respect him, even when he's saying things that are deeply unfashionable. Whereas in England, they just don't seem to have the same kind of muscular approach, and they don't stand up for the Church's teachings against the increasing encroachment of this all in.
Well, even if you're not a Christian, it's obvious that Christianity's better than New World Order socialism.
Well, I would certainly say that's the case. And unfortunately, the governing class has decided that Christianity is uncongenial to it because it encourages people to think for themselves rather than becoming just like the Borg. I mean, we're dealing with the Borg here, aren't we, really? That sort of uniform thinking, all with a hive mentality like
we
the
are.
Borg in
Star Where are you Trek. Speaking next?
So next I'm going to Arizona to speak to several tea parties. There's a thing called a surprise tea party. I'm speaking at that shortly. A couple of speeches in Arizona. Then I go back to the UK. Then I'm almost straight onto the next plane, down to Rio, to try and throw a wrench in.
And we're going to be able to get you on from there.
Yeah, I'd be happy to do that.
Thank you. Let's jam in a few more calls. Christopher in California, you're on the air with Lord Monckton.
Hey, how's it going, Lord Monckton? Alex Jones, how are you?
Good to hear you, Christopher.
Hey, how's it going? I'm originally from Yuma, Arizona. The thing is, I had a couple of questions. Do you think it's true from what the books I've been reading from David Icke saying that these groups are...
people like David Icke, saying that the elites are, really, really bloodthirsty agendas.
Yes, David Icke, I think, must be a little bit cautious of. He's slightly gone off the rails, I think. But yeah, I think one needs to.
He's a nice guy, though.
You can go about as far as Alex Jones. Going beyond Alex Jones, you're out right into the darkness of complete.
Who knows, though? That woman does look like she might be a reptoid, Lord Mogden.
Yeah, she does look as though she's come out of one of the Star Wars films as an extra. Yes.
So you think I'm like the outer limit, like the final waypoint?
You're about as far as one can safely go before going out into the complete void.
Once you cross that line, it's like Charon, the boatman, says,
that's it, you're beyond the pale. There's no coming back.
I'm like a pillar. You reach that and the river Styx is right there. Thank you, caller. Just something else. Bob, real fast in Missouri. Go ahead.
Yes, Lord Moncton and Alex. I was, as you were talking, I kept thinking of this new Reichstag fire for the EU and the rise of a strong man. It just kept coming up in my head as I was hearing you talk about the breakup of the EU. I don't think the controllers are going to tolerate the breakup. I think they're going to do some sort of a synthetic terror incident.
That's very sensible. You're quite right. They will. I don't know that they will literally go so far as to invent a terror incident. I think they know that you know, the likes of Alex and the likes of me are watching, and if they did that, we really would come after them until we got them. So no, I don't think they'll do that. What I do think is that they will certainly want to keep the power they've already got. They won't want the EU to be dismantled because it makes them feel powerful. It gives them enormous powers of taxation and regulation without any accountability to any electors. That's what they want. And we must make sure they don't get it.
Well, they definitely will try some tricks. But look here. You know what? I want you to be able to say hi to Max Kaiser. We're going to come back in 3 minutes. Yeah. And you'll get to eat that plate of barbecue.
Love to do that.
We'll get Max on, and then I'll just say bye to you in the middle of the segment.
Fantastic.
But plus, I've got to put on my Lord Moncton 2012 president button. We'll show you these if you're watching on PrisonPlanet.tv when we come back. If not, it'll be radio theater. But there it is.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we've had Lord Moncton in here for the last hour and a half, and I just wanted to have him be able to finish up any points that you were making. You're going to be down at the 20th anniversary of Maurice Strong and his post-industrial world. Going to be reporting on that for us. When is that coming up?
That's coming up kind of mid-June in Rio de Janeiro, and something like 100 so-called world so-called leaders will be turning up, and I will be there to throw a large wrench in the works.
All right, and also you're going to be speaking next out in Arizona. Can people find out more at scienceandpublicpolicy.org?
I'll have to get back to you on that one and get you to put it on the website, because I'm not sure who is covering that one from the internet.
Absolutely. In closing, when do you expect the euro to break up?
It's already happening. Greece is on its way out. I would think within weeks they'll have to make an announcement.
Will it be Italy or Spain next that goes
under? Spain is next, and you can tell this by looking at the amount of interest which governments have to pay in order to get people to lend money to them. And Spain is clearly now in the same territory that Greece was in a few months ago. Spain will be next, Portugal not far behind, Italy after that, and even France after that. France is in very bad financial situation. And it's now just elected.
But I'm sure Hollande will save him with a 75% tax rate. Hey, Max Kaiser, you're here in the U.S. now, but you've predicted accurately what's happened in the euro. You live over in France. I mean, do you think that Hollande's going to be better than Sarkozy?
No. It's more of the same.
Yeah, quite right, Max. I agree with you on
that. Well, we're going to get Max Kaiser and Max Kaiser's take on that right now. Lord Moncton, thank you so much. In closing, who came up with these Vote Lord Moncton 2012 in the U.S.? Because you were telling me about your birth certificate. You were born in the U.S. too.
Well, in Hawaii, I've got a birth certificate to prove it, and it is every bit as genuine as that of President Obama.
Thank you so much.
Bless you, and God bless America.
It was fantastic meeting you in person, sir.
It's been a real fun hour and a half, and I just think we've had a blast here. And once again, I say, if you've been listening to this and you think that it all sounds a bit extreme, what we face now is extreme. We do face real problems from our governing class.
And we need to be extreme back at them, Lord Moncton.
So what we need to be is to be careful and proportionate, but very, very tough. Do not let them roll you over.
God bless. Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
All right. Great having him here in person. Thank you. And go enjoy some Texas barbecue now at leisure.
Will do.
All right. There he goes. I wish you were here, Max Kaiser. I can't wait to get Max Kaiser someday. Elvis has left the building there. Lord Elvis. It is great to have you, Max. You have been a hard guy to get on the last month. I need my Max Kaiser fix here, buddy.
Yeah. We've been doing a lot of traveling, and so it's been tough to get on, but I'm finally in New York City right now. And, you know, the J.P. Morgan story breaking and some other stories breaking, I'm glad to, you know, get a chance to speak to you and your listeners.
Yeah, I've been following your show, so I've noticed you've been on the road. Always great information. What do you want to hit first? J.P. Morgan, the latest on MF Global, this big scam. I mean, that's my view that, well, they admit he was selling the stock as he hyped it this week. I mean, is he going to get jail time? You don't get suckered, you get zuckered now. The EU gyrating wildly. What do you want to hit first? Max Kaiser, retired top stockbroker, TV host extraordinaire on BBC, RT, Al Jazeera, you name it, he does it, there with his trusty sidekick. What is first and center on your radar screen?
Well, I think we need to talk about J.P. Morgan, because we've been talking about J.P. Morgan on your show for a couple of years, and what we've been saying is that the company is very vulnerable because their balance sheet is extraordinarily laden with toxic derivatives that are completely unsustainable.
You'd been predicting they were going to have a crisis, and people laughed. Not the king of the hill, not the top of the pyramid.
Yeah, exactly. And so what we advised people was to attack their balance sheet. We know that when they acquired Bear Stearns, that they inherited a 3 billion ounce naked short position on silver. And the fact is that last year, people listening to your show got silver to double in price, and now we see the results. J.P. Morgan announced a $2 billion. Now it's a $5 billion. Now talking about a $12 billion loss on their balance sheet, $20 billion loss in market capitalization. That is a direct result of direct action by listeners buying silver, because to cover that short, they had to scrape, borrow, and steal from other pieces of their balance sheet. They had to go all the way to London to get their trader in London to start committing fraud to cover that hole, and they got caught, and this is just going to be now the fuse has been lit. J.P. Morgan is going the way of Enron. It's going the way of all these banks that end up going completely bust. The stock's going to zero.
Now, there's over $1,000 trillion in admitted derivatives. Even the Washington Post admits that. It's impossible to pay back. It's not our debt. Over 90% of Greece's debt, Iceland, all of it, Ireland, not their debt. But J.P. Morgan, Goldman Sachs, and others were able to get their people in as ministers over finance, but also as the presidents and prime ministers, to sign everybody onto the debt. But now I notice they're burning banks in Greece, where you've been. All over Europe, people know it's the banksters. I'm even seeing Hollywood movies talk about the banksters. I saw a Marky Mark movie called The Other Guys, a comedy, and it was all about, you know, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan ripping people off. I mean, when even the power structure starts admitting, it looks like they're getting ready to leave the sinking ship. What do you expect to happen?
Well, people are beginning to figure out it's the bankers. Remember, a few years ago, 10 years ago, they had the anti-globalization movement. They figured out that was too vague. So they reinvented themselves as the Occupy Wall Street movement, which is still too vague. But soon they will be figuring out it's the anti-Federal Reserve Bank, anti-Jamie Dimon, who sits on the New York Fed and J.P. Morgan's chairman's chairs movement. So as they begin to get specific now about who the real criminals are, then I would imagine that their actions would be also very direct and specific.
What's happening in Europe right now?
Well, the banking situation is, of course, quite dire, and they are attempting to deal with these massive bank runs. So in Greece, just in the last week, hundreds of billions of euros have been exiting Greece. We have bank deposits exiting Spain. Right now, a lot of that money is going into the dollar and the British pound and the German government bond. And here's something interesting. We've talked about it on your show before, Alex, and now it looks like it's coming true. We've talked about the possibility of banks issuing bonds and governments issuing bonds that pay a negative interest rate. In other words, you pay the bank to hold your money. And this will be a viable option for people who are too frightened by the volatility, they're too frightened by the street violence, they're willing to give their money to the government, to the banks, and pay the government 1 or 2% a year or 5% a year, and they'll take that loss because they think it's the only way to preserve whatever they have left. That's what they are aiming for, because of course they'd love to have that use of your money and not only not pay you any interest, but have you pay them interest. It's called indentured servitude.
Now, obviously, the banksters think 30,000 drones launching over the U.S. with our taxpayer money is going to keep them safe, but as Brzezinski's even admitted, once the oligarchy is identified and the puppets are exposed as puppets, it's game over. There's no way that once the people understand it's the bankers screwing everything up, that they're going to get away with this. So how do you see this shaking out as everything we've predicted, you've predicted, all our guests have said, you know, Euro imploding, the next, the U.S. The U.S. is in worse financial situation, but it's economic warfare. I mean, the globalists say world government's going to be the answer, run by the very bankers that engineered this. How are they going to get away with this?
They'll offer safe harbor to people who are willing to give up everything to live on the right side of the castle wall, as you see a return to feudalism and lords and serfs and a complete evisceration of the middle class. Now, let's look at something that was in the Economist magazine this past week, page 79. They talk openly about the fact that Goldman Sachs, another bank we've talked about on your show often, was engaged in, this is only made public because of a mistake made by a lawyer at the firm. They got the documents. It shows clearly that Goldman Sachs was engaged in something called naked short selling. They sell stock, in this case a company called Overstock.com. They sell stock that never existed, which is the exact same thing as counterfeiting. It's something I've said many times in Al Jazeera, which they never had me back on after I told them about naked short selling and counterfeiting. When I mentioned this on my film for Al Jazeera English called Money Geyser and other films about naked short selling, my entry in Wikipedia was taken down for a year because of the forces that were trying to keep a lid on the scandal of naked short selling. Now, because of a mistake made by a lawyer, it's on page 79 of The Economist. It should be on page 1 because you would think counterfeiting would be the most heinous of all crimes in an economy that consider themselves to be capitalist. But they admit it, that they were, in fact, engaged in outright counterfeiting. This is the same thing the Nazis did to try to destabilize Britain during World War II, the same thing that you saw in the Civil War in America. Once one government starts to counterfeit money, you know that what the remaining paper money is completely and utterly worthless. Only keep money in paper money, Alex, that you're willing to lose.
And that's now bringing us to the runs on the banks spreading from Greece to Spain. I mean, it's all starting to unfold. What's the timetable, Max?
Well, you're right. They're going from out of the frying pan into the fire. So they go from Greece to Spain. Then they want to go to Germany. They hope to go to the UK. But it's it's like an Agatha Christie novel where every chapter some new character in the book dies, gets murdered. And they're wondering, who's the number one killer of all this? Well, the number one killer of all this is the Federal Reserve Bank and Jamie Dimon and the Federal Reserve Bank in New York. You just skip to the end chapter. You don't need to read the whole book.
They're the epicenter.
There's Jamie Dimon. He's the bad guy. He's trying to hoodwink the world into accepting fake, phony, counterfeit money and his nonsensical stock. And that's where we need to go directly and protect oneself against that. And to do what we've been saying on your show for 3 or 4 years now, buy gold and silver.
Well said. I want to come back and look at the Zuckerberg situation, the new term Zuckered. For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food.
eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we are, of course, back Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. We have InfoWars Nightly News. Thank you so much for joining us. Max Keiser, MaxKeiser.com is our guest. I'm asking everybody to help get the word out about our new social network, PlanetInfoWars.com, to organize people from across the political spectrum and beyond to educate ourselves, get informed, and organize against tyranny. And I meant to launch this years ago, but it's beefy, it's a strong site, it's exploding. PlanetInfoWars.com, PlanetInfoWars.com, the merger of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, going back to Max Keiser, for me, this just, I mean, is the culture of MF Global and JP Morgan saying you're dead if you don't give us that money, so they take it out of private accounts, Now you've got the head of Facebook calling his users dumb effers. It's all got CIA people involved founding it. Explain to people as a former top, you know, now retired stockbroker, media person, investigative journalist, you know, wearing all the hats, what happened there? I mean, I'm not a big stock guy. I mean, I don't own any, but I'm forced to study it constantly. I'm not in paper, put it to you that way. I mean, I invest here in my media operation to get the word out. That's what I care about is hearts and minds and liberty for a future. I want to win the future, as Obama says. I don't want their tyrants to win the future. I'm fighting for the future as you are. But Max, they come out with this giant $100 billion deal. The analysts say it's not worth anywhere near that because it's an advertising thing. It's not like Google or Apple that actually have something. And I'm not saying they're good companies with suicide nets at their factories at Foxconn, you know, for Apple. My point is there's something real there, even though Al Gore's on the board. With this, it doesn't look good. Comes out, they claim there's a glitch, so that's their excuse for it to go down. Now it's down massively. Go over the numbers for us on that. And now it's confirmed by the Associated Press and others that Zuckerberg says that, or Zuckered, says well, that he was selling day one. Now, Martha Stewart went to jail for nothing, and they went after, you know, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks for nothing. Don't they have to go after him now, or is he too big to fail?
Well, it's a classic what they call on Wall Street pump and dump. You know, if you do a little search on a firm on Wall Street called D.H. Blair, which was very active 20 years ago, bringing to market fake companies or companies overhyped, and as the day approaches when the company goes public, the insiders are selling out of their stock, and then the retail investors get dumped. What's remarkable about the Facebook pump and dump is that Barack Obama was hyping the stock just a few months ago. They had Zuckerberg at the White House. He went there asking to promote his candidacy on Facebook. So you have the President of the United States pumping and dumping an IPO, which is a new thing in the history of America. No president has ever pumped and dumped an IPO like Obama pumped and dumped Facebook. So the stock goes public at $100 billion a share, and the insiders had already sold out. There's a thing on the Internet called Second Market, which allows insiders to sell out their stock on the way up. They sold out billions on the way up. And don't forget that when Goldman Sachs got involved, when the company was worth $50 billion, and they took a position, they violated SEC law by offering stock to more than what the SEC allows by law, number of clients to own the stock. But their response to that was to get the SEC to change the law. So once again, we see that Wall Street makes the laws. Wall Street administers the laws. Wall Street adjudicates the laws. And if you ever sue Wall Street, you go to an arbitration panel that's staffed by people from Wall Street. So it's a fantastic place to steal money. There's no inhibitors to stealing money. There's no laws that apply to anyone working there. Nobody ever goes to jail. If any of your listeners want to become a billionaire, a zillionaire, a millionaire, get your Series 7 broker license, get in, you know, pick up a telephone, and you can break the law with impunity, just like Zuckerberg and Barack Obama and the whole crew.
If you're part of one of the few big firms, if you're a smaller firm and go on TV and promote a stock you think's good, they claim that you're pumping and dumping and arrest you. Or if you sell a few hundred thousand dollars worth of some stock you own, if you're the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, they go after you because it's publicity. They know people know your name, Mark Cuban. And so it sounds like, or if you're Willie Nelson and they claim you're on your back taxes, they take his house away for nothing. But if you want to steal billions, it's okay. If you want to steal the police pension fund, it's great. And the cops will even beat the anti-Wall Street protesters in the head for fun because they don't know which end is up. I mean, it is absolutely insane. We're going to come back long segment with Max Keiser, get more into this. And we've got an article up at the Drudge Report. Aaron Dykes wrote this last night. It's big news. Mark of the Beast. Bilderberg pushes mandatory internet ID for all of Europe. Now, this year's Bilderberg, I have to tell you, is full of top IT people. I happen to have moles inside Bilderberg. Believe me, they're hopping mad over this. Yeah, Aaron Dykes, big report that I worked on some of them last night. Mark of the Beast, Bilderberg pushes mandatory internet ID for Europe. They're announcing 30,000 drones here, total surveillance. Head of the CIA says, yeah, we're operating domestically, listening and watching everything you do. There's an attempt to intimidate people. See, the globalists think Americans and Europeans, for that matter, are like cowardly. No, people are so self-absorbed and lazy because we've had so much liberty that they're not paying attention. As they begin to have their resources turned off, as people begin to get awake, it's over, folks. That's the way it always is. As people start pushing folks around, it's over. You think we're scared of you? No, most people are busy trying to take care of their families. But as they realize how real all this is, people are getting out of their comfort zone, and the New World Order better look out. Here it is. While the International ACTA Treaty and United States CISPA legislation are setting the stage to clamp down on the World Wide Web, technocrats are working overtime to try to pin down your identity and make sure all your activities are thoroughly monitored and under control. It's about an internet tax, folks, is the real reason. The European Union is now moving to create a mandatory electronic ID system for all EU citizens that would be implemented across Europe to standardize businesses, both online and in person. And this is just hellish. This is for global tracking and taxes and to ban your ID, like they said in CISPA and other before they cut it out, that three strikes, you're banned off the internet forever. That's like the TSA says you can't fly because they're God, no judge, no jury. Then there's a no gun buy list. It's all about this arbitrary, you can't travel, you can't leave the country because the IRS says so. These are capital controls. Max, you've talked a lot about this. I mean, this looks like the Soviet Union or something. I mean, this stuff is off the chain. We're seeing, as you said, the acceleration of the gulag casino economy or casino gulag economy with the prostitutes running defense for the New World Order. I mean, how far is this going to go? How many minions of the system are going to slit their own children's throats economically, politically, to go along with a bunch of criminal bankers? Sure, the National Enquirer is feeding us steady images of John Travolta and cross-dressing. I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to be diverted with all these gay marriage distractions, regardless of what side you're on. They throw that in there to get us fighting with each other. The White House got caught running the Trayvon Martin thing with Instagram from the Justice Department trying to get a race war going. They're shipping guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. This government is criminal. They are the enemy, and we got to come together. Max Kaiser.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. You know, on your show for a couple of years, we've been talking about people renouncing their U.S. citizenship because they don't agree with American politics. And we see it now with one of the co-founders of Facebook. He's in Switzerland. He's going to move to Singapore. He's in Singapore now, and he's saying, look, I want to renounce my U.S. citizenship. It's got nothing to do with taxes. I just don't want to be a part of the U.S. system. And last year, a record number of people renounced their U.S. citizenship because they don't agree with the politics. They don't want to be a part of the U.S. system. And this trend is continuing, and we've talked about it. And I've said that, in my opinion, the smart thing to do is to renounce your U.S. citizenship. You've said you think that it makes more sense to stay and fight. And I have a description of those who stay and fight. It's called police-assisted suicide. You know, because go ahead, stay and fight, but you're going to go down in a blaze of police bullets on your way out the door. Very noble, but you're not going to be breathing.
Oh, Max, look, you're always saying the U.S. is going to collapse, and I agree it is, but we're going to use that crisis that they create to wake people up and get our republic back. You jumped out of the fire into Hades. I mean, I remember arguing you 2 years ago, and you're like, yeah, Europe's being raped by the same people, but, you know, whatever. I mean, Europe is going to be just as bad or worse, man. I don't blame you wanting to live in Paris. It's beautiful and wonderful, but come on, man.
No, we live in Paris because it's the best place to do our show, but we are completely mobile. You know, we go around the world, but we don't set up shop in any one location, and especially not in the U.S., because at some point you won't be able to leave the U.S. That wall between America and Mexico is to keep Americans in. You won't be able to leave. Your money won't be able to leave. So when they do turn the spigot off and they do devalue and you try to diversify out of the dollar and into precious metals, it's too late, man.
Oh, no, the TSA admits.
Gas is $10, $15, $20 a gallon. No job, nothing but food stamps, in the casino gulag, spinning the roulette wheel, hoping to make a nickel, you know, just to buy a cup of coffee to sustain yourself for the next 2 weeks.
And a bunch of paramilitary police running around. Doesn't sound fun.
So anyway, here's the big news. I don't know if you caught it or not, but I am officially advising Roseanne Barr as an economic advisor to her presidential candidacy.
Very exciting. We had her on last year, and of course, I gave the number to people and it never got put in the computer. But I'm gonna get her back on the show. She's a very interesting lady, very funny. And so tell us about that. But I'm more interested in the fact.
I dropped out of my support of Ron Paul. I'm switching to Roseanne Barr. I think Roseanne Barr has a much more robust platform than Ron Paul. She's more electable than Ron Paul. And she's got me as an advisor. If Ron Paul had me as advisor, I would maybe support him. But
spoken like a true. But listen.
He's got other folks advising him, which they're doing a fairly decent job. But Roseanne Barr for 2012.
Very interesting. She'll certainly get some issues out there. What about, you're going to be on a panel with Henry Kissinger.
Yep, coming up in June in St. Petersburg, Russia, the International Economic Forum. It's the Davos of the East. I'm going to be on a panel with Henry Kissinger talking about the Eurozone. I want to call you directly from St. Petersburg like we did in Athens, like we did in Cairo, like we did in Beirut, do a show with you directly from the Economic Forum in St. Petersburg, Russia in June. And we're going to get some on the panel with Kissinger and others. I'm the only guy who's ever been invited to one of these international forums that actually has a chip on their shoulder and is going in there, you know, horns.
Well, my instinct is for you to not even talk about this. So you're going to get kicked off the panel, Max. I've always found it's better to sneak attack.
An issue in itself. I'm raring to go. I'm in training. I'm actually doing a morning workout, and I'm building up my muscle and my physique. So if I get into a fisticuffs with an 85-year-old or a 95-year-old Henry Kissinger, I want to make sure I win, because otherwise it'd be very embarrassing for me to lose in a wrestling match with Henry Kissinger in St. Petersburg.
Be like an Andy Kaufman wrestling match.
Yeah, I don't want to lose. Andy Kaufman, he showed the way. But if any of these guys, you know, it's going to be whole same guys from Davos.
I think both of you should wear matching tutus and wrestle around, and John Travolta can be the referee. Let me just stop you for a minute there, because people do this before debates. Let's debate back and forth, because all he does is speak in that fake German accent. He has a brother that grew up in Germany until they were 10. He doesn't speak with it. It's totally fake. He talks real slow, like it's deliberative. It's a total act, like you're getting something really special from the mobile pustule. The self-propelled pus bag that is Dr. Henry Kissinger. But let's just practice. I'll be Henry Kissinger, and I'll be up there, and I'm going to speak, and then it'll be your turn. Here we go.
And there will be a new world order out of the different systematic systems. And then what we will do is the larger banks will run everything. And it is the fault of the people raise their taxes for banker bailout. And Obama good. What do you say, Max Kaiser?
Hey, Henry, pull my finger.
Ow! Okay, that seriously, though, Kaiser.
Now, listen, here's my message when I go to St. Petersburg. It's the message I brought to Channel 4 live at 10 o'clock, which they banned from people in the UK from actually seeing the video of me on 10 o'clock live on Channel 4 last year. The message is simple. Hang the bankers. And we got to bring capital punishment for people who commit crimes against capital. Number one on the list, Jamie Dimon. Number two, Lloyd Blankfein. It's easy. They make themselves now known. They are in the open. Their balance sheets are vulnerable. Let's attack them by buying physical silver. Let's take them down to the guillotine and do what we have to do. That's the only way you can keep the democracy fresh. As Jefferson said, every 50 years or so, keep the blood of democracy fresh with an insurrection.
But David Rockefeller,
Alex, we're overdue.
The United Nations is going to help us.
It's more of a Russian Henry Kissinger. I mean, Henry Kissinger looks more like a self-propelled.
Criminals are going to be there. I'm being invited. I'm on two panels. We're going to do a show with you there. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be the first time anyone from the active people who have been behind the other side of the barricade is let in to the event. So RT is very excited. Of course, RT is the big media sponsor of this event in St. Petersburg. I'm the number one show on RT. So we're going to go down. If it requires fisticuffs with Henry Kissinger, that's what we're going to do.
Nobody's so we're building this up like a Don King fight.
No one's going to miss him. I think he may have died 10 years ago. It's a taxidermist came in. He's just a talking puppet. The guy died 10 years ago.
Hey, man, you know, that's what he actually looks like, is that maybe they did take his body and then stuff it, and then it just kind of moves with some little mechanical apparatus.
Yeah, he's been embalmed. So, yeah, that's why it gets the sound quality gets worse and worse because the tapes that are in his skull playing the same ridiculous nonsense over and over again. It's
degrading. Oh, man, you got to stop it right now. What about you and Henry Kissinger oil wrestling? Pay-per-view would make $300 million.
Pay TV event. That would be fantastic.
Hey, you could ask him, Herr Kissinger, would you oil wrestle? Both of you could wear bikinis.
Yeah. Well, you've also got a bunch of Hollywood people there. You know, Hollywood is looking to extend their copyright cartel into the Russia and China and India. So they're going to be trying to push for their copyright shenanigans. So I'm on a panel also about technology. I'm going to go fisticuffs with the copyright cartel as well. So I'm in training. I got my morning workout. I'm doing 3 or 4 miles a day. I'm doing some bench presses. So I'm bulking up. And I'm eating, of course, a lot of the dietary supplements you have advertised on your show to give me all my nutrients. So I am like a Superman.
Are you serious? Did you really go to InfoWarsTeam.com?
Absolutely. How do you think I get to look so handsome?
I don't know, Kaiser. It is amazing. By the way, the reason I'm making jokes about Henry Kissinger dressed up, when I was inside Bohemian Grove, and this was witnessed by Hansen as well, they have posters outside each camp, and there were several. One with Henry Kissinger doing something I can't say. Let's just leave it at that. The other was him wearing well, no, he wasn't doing that. He was, well, I've said it before, but it's he was bending over and simulating something.
Fingering a pineapple?
That's enough. Let's stop right there. It's a family show. But I'm serious. We have to talk about this because he really did it. There was another with him wearing coconuts and then a hula skirt. And I'm not joking, folks. We have some of the annals that show the other men dressed up. So my question is, if it's news that John Travolta dresses up like a woman around the house or Arnold in Nazi outfits, which I'm serious he does, that's in the news. Why shouldn't it be news that Kissinger does it?
On that front, you're talking about these male bonding sweat lodges where they check out each other's genitalia and pretend that they're heterosexuals. You know, David Cameron, who's the current prime minister in Britain, he's involved in a group of people. It's a club where they go into these dark rooms and they try to guess who just left a fart in that room. And David Cameron's involved with that, and some other of these high-placed British MPs are in this kind of weird club where they go into these dark rooms.
Hey, let me stop you. These people are so weird, I don't doubt it, but be serious.
This is an honest to God.
All right, guys, put on screen.
Talk to your friends in London. Who's that chap on your show?
Hey, guys, point the camera over here for viewers. I'm going to put Kate Upton on the screen. How could guys ever get tired of the good Lord's creation like Kate Upton right there? You know, the Sports Illustrated cover girl, you know, nice woman in a bathing suit, very wholesome. Why would you want to go in a room and smell men's farts? I mean,
well, when Kissinger looks at that, he sees Jamie Dimon and he gets all aroused and then he ends up
Stop it. This show is not a morning zoo.
Ask your British friends. Who's that smart chap you've got on your show?
Watson.
He knows about the farting club in Britain. He'll know about it. Ask Watson.
Stop it right now. Kaiser, are you serious?
Ask Watson. It's known. People know about this. This was told to me by a guy.
Yes, get Watson on Skype because his phone's terrible.
Speaking of the UK, Alex, you know this.
Instead of the bat phone, it's the fart phone.
Shut up. I'm trying to finish.
You shut up. Go ahead.
You know, Piers Morgan on CNN. He is now totally implicated in this phone hacking scandal.
No, I knew that.
He got fingered by, you know, he got fingered by Jeremy Paxman, who's on their nighttime BBC Newsnight program, who testified in front of their committee saying that Piers Morgan told him how to hack phones, which totally conforms to what I've been telling people now for several years. The editor of the Sunday Mirror, Tina Weaver, told me directly in 2003 that she was aware of the phone hacking. She said Piers Morgan was aware of the phone hacking. And furthermore, she threatened me indirectly by using a phone hacking scandal as part of a scandal that she was involved with.
So she should also be pulled into this phone hacking scandal. And, of course, it jumps the Atlantic, it goes to the United States.
Well, that's good. If somebody gives you some info. Hey, you shut up. 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 I'm just joking back. Hey, why are you throwing her under the bus if she told you these secrets?
She's threatening me.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
She's threatening me by saying we use phone hacking and we're going to use the information that we hacked, and she was threatening me.
Oh, no, that totally makes sense. Okay, but expanding.
Also, Murdoch, now it's known that they hacked into those 9/11 victims with the phone hacking. So that means Murdoch committed Corruptions Act, and then, you know, it's back to the United States. He's got to go. He should be completely removed from News Corp of America. That's another entirely corrupt organization. It's got to go the way it does.
I agree, but isn't the White House just blackmailing him so that they won't cover Fast and Furious?
Wait till Murdoch shows up at this forum in St. Petersburg. I'm going to rip his freaking face off. I'm telling you, when I see that old bag of bones, that old sack, I'm going to just, like, pummel him.
You know, I'm not even sure if Rupert Murdoch isn't like the same robot as Kissinger. They just kind of put different makeup on it. Because the more I think about it, they both look like a rubber face pumped up with monkey pus.
No, they look like two old testicles hanging from a gorilla's
throat. All right, that's it, Kaiser. This is a family show. We can call him a
pup. The Manson family?
No, we are a family show, man.
Yeah, so is Charles Manson. What do you mean, must be Squeaky Fromm?
All right. Stop it. Stop it. Do we have Watson here? Did you ask Watson if it's true?
Ask Watson. He's heard of it.
Well, all I know is they admitted that Tony Blair, this is in mainstream news, he admits it, is convulses every morning when he is possessed by the spirit of light and he does weird rituals. Francois Mitterrand, admitted he said a Luciferian and demanded the Louvre Pyramid have 666 pink pieces of glass.
Look, Alex, let's talk about Tony Blair for a second, okay? We know this was covered in the Financial Times. You can Google this. You've got all the information. They went to court with this. A serious fraud office was going to bring Tony Blair up on charges of colluding with Prince Bandar, a Saudi prince, on a $200 billion money laundering slush fund. And Prince Bandar was in number 10 Downing Street, the head of the UK government, the prime minister's office, and said, if you don't call the serious fraud office investigation off on the slush fund with BAE, the British Aerospace, for the slush fund for this arms deal, I cannot guarantee another 7/7 bus bombing won't happen in London. Of course, that was a huge terrorist act where many people died and they blew up a bus. So here you have a Saudi prince threatening a sitting prime minister with terrorism in number 10 Downing Street. And what did Tony Blair do? He called off the investigation.
Stay there.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa el viento rápida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
All right, Kaiser has all the Tony Blair stuff's true. And the weird rituals are true. But I think Kaiser did a joke on us with the David Cameron stuff. We have Paul Watson here. And I think it's an Anglophile thing is what I think is going on here. I think Max Kaiser's made a joke on us. Paul Watson, joining us from just north of London, he tells us he's not heard of this club. Paul Watson, you're on with Max Kaiser. Have you not heard of this olfactory club that David Cameron is part of?
I've heard of the Bullingdon Club, which is the student club out of Oxford, where Cameron liked to go and smash up local restaurants with the rest of his toff friends and laugh about it. Is that the same one?
This was told to me. You know who Zach Goldsmith is, right?
Yeah.
He told me directly, personally, when I was writing for his magazine, The Ecologist, that himself and George Osborne, who was in the Bullingdon Club, which is another club, were involved in this anonymous farting club.
All right, stop. The problem is that's exactly the kind of stuff they do. These people are out of their minds. Folks, I mean, I'm telling you, it's admitted in news articles that people, was it the Vanity Fair guy snuck in and saw Henry Kissinger in drag? We've got some of their books that show other guys in drag. Actually, I think Kissinger's in drag in one of them. I got to dig that out and put that on the web. But the point is we're talking about pornographic stuff where not completely pornographic, but Henry Kissinger's doing things and acting like he's doing things. I mean, this is insane. These people are insane. I mean, folks, come on. The guys running.
They have more money than they have good sense. I mean, after you make your first, you know, $500 million, you're just bored. You're bored out of your skull. So you invent silly things like trying to guess each other's farts in dark rooms. That's the problem with this economy, is that it engenders billionaires and billions of people with no money at all.
Hey, Watson, I want you to look into this. This is a major investigation. Are the Bilderberg Group people, maybe coming up in a week and a half, I'm going to be there. Is this what's really going on? Are they really secretly meeting to do this?
I'll do some deep research. Somebody called me up in the middle of dinner and said, Max Kaiser, David Cameron, and fart smelling. So I'm a bit.
Well, you know, Henry Kissinger, he can sell his farts because they sell like arsenic in a broken colostomy bag. So
like brimstone.
You know when he's around.
All right. I appreciate it. I appreciate you, Watson. Thank you. Listen, this is not a kid's show where we do Howard Stern stuff. I never do this stuff. It's just these people are so weird. And Kaiser's always pretty much serious, even when he's joking. So I guess he's saying he's really been told this by high-level sources. You told us the Iceland thing was going to go belly up and who was going to do it. You told us about Greece, Ireland, all this stuff. And now you're telling...
I told you J.P. Morgan, their balance sheet was completely fraudulent. And now we just found out that they were. Now, throughout the entire crisis, Alex, throughout the 2008, 9, 10, 11, and 12, they were held up as the exception to the rule. The banker was... class, that they were not engaged in fraud. And now we find out that they're totally doing exactly what we said they were doing, what I said they were doing. They're engaged in massive fraud on their balance sheets. They're not taking hedge positions. It's total directional position trading. Massive risky bets. They're tied at the hip with the Fed. They've got a $90 trillion exposure in the derivatives market. They're going to go the way of Enron and these other banks that have collapsed.
No, they're already saying... In MarketWatch, Wall Street Journal, how Facebook could destroy the U.S. economy. And they're saying it's too big to fail. We're going to have to bail out all the idiots that invested in it. So Zuckerman gets double the money and we can Zucker us again. I mean, there's got to be an end to this. Max Kaiser of MaxKaiser.com, thank you so much.
Is that it? I'm leaving?
We're out of time, my friend.
Oh, okay. Well, have me on again, you knucklehead.
Oh, okay. Anytime you want to come on. We got to have a more adult show. All right, there he goes. I'll be honest with you folks. This is probably true when we investigate it. I mean, this just shows how crazy these people are. And I'm laughing because this is painful. I mean, the people running things. Well, I mean, Caligula married his horse. I mean, elites go crazy. These guys have gone bonkers. PlanetInfoWars.com. 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 Yeah! Yeah!